Halloween has arrived, and I want to make sure that we're all aware of certain guidelines when it comes to Halloween costumes at school. Now, I don't want to see any f***ing sombreros, all right? If I see any f***ing Mexican sombreros or anyone f***ing dressed like a f***ing Native American, I'm going to lose my f***ing shit. There will be no hobos or bums, anything depicting people from low-income households. And lastly, heed my f***ing words. If I see any of you girls dressed as f***ing Moana, I'm going to lose my f***ing mind.
What's poppin'? It's Drew and Mike Show. Heading into the weekend from the dealsandthed.com studios. And, oh, it's another rainy, crappy Halloween tonight.
Spooky.
Yeah. Poor little kids.
I know. They have to be in their raincoats.
Oh, it sucks. You can't see their costumes.
No.
There's a lot of them don't even know what their costumes are. Oh, don't forget this weekend we are on WLLZ at 7 to 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday morning. Does anyone listen to radio at 7 to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, early risers on the weekend.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, you got to get a lot of stuff done. You go to Home Depot or whatever.
Sure.
It's 7?
I don't know why.
Well, you get up and get going.
I feel like we're being hidden.
Well, demand that we...
Now you're talking tough.
What's your day
part? I like that.
What's your day part choice?
I don't want to be like the Deadspin people or anything.
Yeah, but don't you want to be at noon?
Well, I think 7 to 10 would be good.
Yeah, okay.
8 to 11 was better, but it's okay. Whatever. Somebody sent me, what complaints beget more complaints, that's for sure.
Right.
This guy says, this is just like he's joining a conversation. Wait, you gave shit to the Deadspin people for standing up to their boss for not sticking to sports. Didn't you get fired? Blown out for doing the same 105.1? Yeah, I did, but I didn't stay there and talk about non-sports.
You also didn't cost them $1 million by bitching about an advertiser live on the air.
Yeah, I left.
They did on their post.
I bolted.
You trapped org.
But yeah. I think that was the real problem, is they cost that big advertiser to step out because they had a post about apologizing for the autoplay ad from the insurance company. I mean, they cost their employer $1 million by.
Well, employer that's not doing all that well financially. So I don't know. I'm not sure why that's. I mean, I was doing what I was allegedly supposed to do, and then when they wanted to change the deal, poof, bye.
Yeah.
And stay there and stir up shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you how shitty it was now.
Late last night, after the game, I went to Deadspin just to see what their coverage was post-World Series.
Uh-huh.
Not a single story. And
I don't have any writers.
They didn't have
seven more writers.
Every writer was pretty much bailing. But today, it looks like some of them, they finally jumped on. So, but most of their big names, the Drew Marjorie guy and some of their big name guys, they're gone. See you.
And they're gone.
Oh, well.
Seriously? They all left?
Yeah, a bunch of people quit and left.
Do we know where they went?
Nah, not yet.
No.
How's the Atlantic doing, by the way?
Great. They're making so much money.
Are they?
So many subscriptions.
Good.
You don't even know. That's basically their response.
That's what I hear. Yeah. I kind of wonder about it. Anyway, it's not a sports podcast, but the Nationals did win the World Series.
Great game.
So Maz's sweatshirt that he ballyhooed apparently had a lot of impact.
Oh, how many victory laps was he doing when he saw that?
Zero. I'm eating a lot of crow over that.
Yeah. What does that mean? Why? You didn't say you didn't think they would win.
Well, I just felt it was not a great idea to talk about a game that was going to be known what happened in the game the next day. Wishing the team luck when people are hearing it knowing the results seemed just not good podcasting to me.
Yeah.
He agrees.
By the way, the game last night was very interesting because Max Scherzer fought his way through five innings.
Yeah.
Was down 2-0, and Zach Greinke is just cruising along with a one-hitter.
Mm-hmm.
One out into the sixth inning. He had given up a home run. It was the only hit. Then he walked a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Thrown 80 pitches.
That walk, too, that ball four, should have been a strike.
Yeah, that was a bad call. No question. But I just think the Astros' bullpen failed so miserably in that series. I'm not sure why you take Greinke out anyway.
Didn't it really feel like the old Tigers in the World Series, because you know the bullpen sucks.
Uh-huh.
It's like, push your starter, man. Push him.
And it really felt like, because there were so many Tiger starters in the series, too.
Yeah, did you see Anyball and Max? He walked up to Max. He's like, we finally got one. It's like, oh, well.
I know. It was really the last two World Series. Five Tiger starters from one team on the last three World Series winners. You know, it was weird after that game. You know, Cole wanted to pitch.
Yeah, Garrett.
And because they wanted him to start an inning, and they ended up down 3-2, I guess that's why he never came in.
The explanation made no sense about he wanted him to pitch only if they had the lead, which...
Yeah, I...
He was miffed.
Yeah, he said, after the game, he said, I'm not an employee of the team, and he's wearing a Boris Corporation cap. What an asshole. Who wears a Boris Corp
One of his clients.
Hat?
Well, he's going to make a ton of money this offseason, a ton. He's probably going to make $30 million a year.
Well, he would have without the Boris Corp hat. Why is he promoting Boris?
As soon as he said that I'm unemployed, they should have kicked him out of the locker room.
I agree.
We'll send you your stuff later. Get out of here, Cole.
Amen. And throw the book at Aunt Becky, too. Did your Aunt Becky's at her breaking point?
Yes, that was the quote. The story's really funny.
I saw it. Did you? Anybody see it?
They've also, quote, hit rock bottom, the whole family.
Oh.
Where's the rest of the quotes?
Did anyone happen to see her walking into court, like, the last couple days?
Yeah.
She looks different.
Really?
I'm not kidding. She looks like she's lost it. I swear to God, she looks like an angry bitch.
I feel like the love between her and Mossimo has suffered, too. They didn't look like they were in love.
That's right. Lock her up.
I think they were all individually in love with themselves, yes. And that's what bonded them together.
That might be.
This is why they're all falling apart.
The family is now in a state of panic and, quote, chaos, which if any family needed a dose of panic and chaos, it should be the Mossimos. The entire family's in chaos now. They knew the third charge was a possibility, but they thought perhaps it was just a bargaining tool from prosecution.
They wish they took the plea bargain when they come.
She is devastated by the fact she could, quote, go away for a long time. See ya!
How funny is that?
I can't stand them. Good.
Throw the book!
Yeah.
If they plea, give them probation at, I don't know, 86, 87... If they admit to everything to the parole board, at that point, they can get out for the rest of their lives.
I don't like the way they're acting in response to when they were first charged. Go away. Beat it.
I think they really need... I think the punishment will do them good.
Yeah.
So, man, the Nationals, man. Never won it. Without Bryce Harper. It's kind of cool.
A lot of good Bryce Harper
movies. Oh, he's been trolled so much in the last 12 hours.
Well, remember, he made
people
that...
People are such assholes, aren't they?
He made that slip, too, where he said...
I'm going to bring a World Series back to D.C.
And, of course, he played for Philadelphia when he said that.
He said that in his presser, opening presser for Philly.
Here's a great post-game live TV moment here.
You've been such a gracious fan.
Not the best audio.
I think this is huge for DC. DC needed this. We got some asshole in the fucking White House right now. Let's go!
We're all happy for the Mets. And everybody's had a lot to drink down here at Mission Bar. But you know,
hey, maybe they have
a
it. Don't blame alcohol. Did you know that, you know, they had the live, the game showing live at the Nationals Park?
Yeah.
Guess what they chanted again? Lock him
Baby
up.
Baby Shark? Oh, lock him up?
Yeah. He wasn't at the game, idiots.
Oh, just they were just having fun.
No, I know, but still.
Did they do Baby Shark?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, good.
Oh, all the old favorites then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Garrett Cole also, the girl who showed her boobs.
Yeah.
She sent him a picture of her showing her boobs to the TV.
Yeah.
He blocked her. He's married, so.
Yeah. But I think his wife blocked her a couple days ago.
He just sounds like such a sourpuss.
I wish he'd pitch for the Tigers.
I know.
Patty P wants to know, is that the Roger Clemens lady?
Oh, that's Susan Waldman.
Oh. Yeah. No, she's not watching, remember?
Roger Clemens!
Lock him up. Oh, yeah. It's pretty funny. Ugh. Oh, my God. I got to tell you, it's amazing to me what is okay these days. Because, you know,
everything's okay.
Everything's okay.
Everything's not okay.
It's really not.
Things.
You know what?
No. Well, there's some things that are, that really, you know, they're not okay, but they shouldn't cancel people, but they cancel them. And then there's other stuff. It's like, yeah, it's just the way we do it. We put murders on Facebook and you shoot 50 people in Australia. It's not live on Facebook. Whatever. It's the way it is.
I forgot.
Stop it.
Brian on Facebook Live correctly pointed out when they did chant lock him up, it was during an ad, a Trump ad on the
screen. Oh, okay.
So. But he still couldn't hear it. It's like cheering in a movie.
Well, oh, yeah, I got to get still have advertised. Jeez. Facebook Live. We are still live. Hey, happy birthday, Drew. Thanks, Dan.
Oh.
Oh, so glad I found the sports podcast. Jay Schwartz. I don't need any of that.
Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday
I
week.
I don't care.
There are no birthday weeks in this room.
Happy birthday. Just look at you.
Thank you, Lisa. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Who's this?
Wow, that's really
Denise Tador.
Happy birthday, Mr. Drew.
Where's Denise?
Happy
She's still KABC?
Birthday.
I don't know.
I mean, she was in San Francisco, wasn't she?
I thought she was in L.A. Could you search on Denise Tador?
I want to say she's... Is she doing health reporting?
She was health reporter for Channel 7, and she was doing health.
Still is.
Okay.
Yeah. Eyewitness News Health Specialist.
Facebook Live brought to you by Grow Green MI, Michigan's premier hydro store, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the growers. This week's exclusive deal for podcast listeners are Advanced Nutrients, Bud Candy Gallons for $55, Fox Farm Big Bloom 5 Gallon for $155, and Rock Resonator 20L. Regularly $7.99, now only $3.95 for Drew and Mike listeners. Say our names loud at Grow Green MI on M36 in Whitmore Lake or online at growgreenmi.com.
The truth is some of the most important people in the world smoke weed.
That's true.
Did you know that Snoop Dogg smokes weed? Way more people enjoy marijuana than you think, okay?
Great episode.
Bev wants to meet at the airport for a birthday drink.
Oh,
thanks, Bev. We know Maz will be there.
Shopping.
Oh, they won't be drinking.
He'll drop you off to get a drink and you'll go shop.
Let's see. How far on Facebook Live are we?
Pretty far.
Should we extend it to 20 minutes today just because it's my birthday?
Sure.
Oh, did you already turn it off?
Hey.
No? Oh, okay.
And it looks like Denise is at ABC 7, and where is that at?
Let's see, Denise.
Trudy?
Trudy,
you want the honors, Trudy?
Oh, sorry. I thought you asked me to look into it right before you
I did. Yeah, I wanted you to look into it.
Maybe I shouldn't have.
And I already answered it.
No, but her picture was up there, too.
Ooh, ow. All
right. I think that was important. And Trudy seems to be responding to something.
D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice?
Wait, where's your cake?
She looks a lot like she used to look.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
That's why she's a health reporter.
Oh, wow, that's a good picture. Look at Denise Tador. Yeah, who is that dude?
Hey,
a
dude.
Worker? Maybe.
I don't like him.
Whoa, she looks great in that picture. Okay. Speaking
should
of
reach
health.
Reach out to her.
I don't think I have reached out to her, but she hasn't reached out to me.
Well.
I guess it's over with Denise Tador. She moved on to the big market.
And she
wonder
stayed
she even
there.
Take, would she take her call?
She did. I think she would. I don't want to be held to that, though.
Yeah.
I want you to have a cake so I can eat some, by the way. Where is it?
Well, we have Jackie Young's crack cocaine.
Right. It's the worst. Yeah. Get rid of that now.
Oh, my God. That candy, whatever
it's
it is.
It's the most addictive thing I've ever eaten.
It's crack cocaine. I'm not kidding.
It's pretty bad.
If it had crack cocaine in it, this whole area would be completely sucked into the crack cocaine epidemic.
Yeah. We'd never leave the basement.
Maybe not.
So we're all going to have diabetes.
Except to get more crack. Hey, if you're self-employed, stuck on COBRA, or your health insurance rates just jumped, then call our sponsor, J.P. Cush and Associates. They promise that their customers always get the best health coverage available at the lowest rates out there. Yeah, they shop around. They do the work that you don't want to do. I don't want to do this work. I mean, I wish I knew about J.P. Cush when I got my health insurance.
Cush.
You really don't know anything about any of those plans.
I don't.
It's good to entrust it to somebody who's...
When people start talking about health insurance, I just Dreamweaver just starts wailing and I just can't get into it. So, I mean, this is a great way. And plus, if you feel like, well, I've literally looked around, but I'm not sure, what if there's a better deal? And it really does matter because it's expensive. Oh my God. They shop all the carriers, not just the few that get them the highest commissions. JP Cush finds you the best coverage and prices. That's why their customers keep coming back. And that's what they want them to do, keep coming back year after year. You pay the same if you use a broker or if you contact the carrier directly yourself. So why wouldn't you call 855-4-JP-CUSH? And open enrollment starts, well, today.
Tomorrow.
People
tomorrow,
are listening.
Yeah, November 1st.
Get a quote today, 855-4-JP-CUSH, or go to jpcush.com. They work with all the top-rated carriers like Blue Cross, Priority Health, and Molina. J.P. Cush & Associates, 855-4-JP-CUSH, K-U-S-H. I like that ping pong
ball. They wanted me to take a whole physical for that.
It's actual audio from someone talking to J.P. Cush.
Very successful man. Counts every penny.
There's no better call to make for health insurance than J.P. Cush. Make sure to tell them you're a listener of the show. Oh, that's like a promo code. 855-4-JP-CUSH. Oh, boy. Since we were talking about things that are okay, because I couldn't get over this. I was reading about Katie Hill.
Yeah.
You know, in the revenge porn pictures, which, you know, what a scumbag. What a piece of shit. He just decides, well, she doesn't want me, so I'm going to take her down.
Right.
And it wasn't hard because it does sound like she was a little out of control. But anyway.
Yeah, if anything, he just sped it up.
Yeah, probably. I think she would have bumped into some problems somewhere along the line. Although those people survive amazing things.
Must have been really bad then.
How many people do you think have some of those things going on or have served with some of those things going on?
A lot.
And no one ever knew because it was locked down.
Yeah.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Hastert and some of those other guys who had.
Oh,
strong Thurman. Oh,
salacious. Yes.
Scumbags. Well, Hastert, didn't we find out after he was retired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who's it? Rostenkowski?
Rosty.
Wasn't he abusing the mail or something? It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And who did you mention before that?
Hastert. And then
was Hastert boofooing? Was he doing boofooing kids?
Yes.
Boys. Remember, he would set up a chair outside of the shower?
Coach. Yeah, he was a wrestling coach. Yep. What about, wasn't there a guy from Florida who was really into pages or interns?
That sounds right. Well, you know. Barney Frank,
yeah.
Was boofooing a page.
Don't forget the guy. Who's the guy with the white stance? I keep forgetting his name.
Larry Craig.
Larry Craig, yeah. That wasn't, you know.
This guy from Youngstown who went to prison.
Oh.
He couldn't.
I know who you mean. With the weird hair?
Yeah. He wasn't allowed to take his.
Jim Trafficant, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What a great name, too.
His hair was so bizarre, you had to be impressed by it. It was just wild.
And then it turned out it was all fake.
Mm. Yeah.
Couldn't take it to prison.
So anyway, the revenge porn, it seems like this is what this piece I was reading about was where they were saying, you know, she may not even have a case. She may not have recourse because they covered her genitals and they covered her nipples. And anyway, the story goes on to talk about how, and there were a number of people popping off about it, that the revenge porn laws are ridiculous. They aren't, you have to prove that the person's being malicious. It's not just that you shared something that they didn't want shared. In other words, if you break up with somebody in high school and you send her nude photos that she was sweet enough to send you to all your buddies, and because you think it's hilarious.
You have to prove their intent?
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
You have to prove maliciousness. Well, maybe you just say, hey, look how hot my ex was. Is that malicious? I mean, they were talking about some cases, in fact, where people have actually not even been convicted because it wasn't malicious. They were just, hey, look at this hot chick I used to bone.
If it's a selfie, can't they get them under copyright? Because if you take it, don't you own that?
Oh, right.
Well, if you're not profiting from it, though.
I mean, in Katie Hill's case, he took the photo, so that's not even a
I don't know if
possibility.
You made money for that.
So anyway, the key is make sure you just take the picture yourself.
So the story goes on to say, and this number isn't really big, but just think of the age. 12% of Americans 18 to 29, and you can kind of throw out the guys, because you know what, guys, nobody cares. So it's probably 24% of women 18 to 29 have had intimate photos shared without their consent.
Man.
That's like, you know, one in five?
What are we doing? That, don't they know that that's going to have a chilling effect?
I wouldn't be so quick to throw out the dudes because they send a lot of unsolicited dick pics.
Yeah, they do, but do women share them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They go, look at this asshole.
Women are creeps, too. You know this.
I think it means she wants a picture of your dickshire, a snapshot of your fat cock, a portrait mode of your rackin' jode.
But do girls break up with guys and then send his dick out to make everybody laugh?
No, because
at
they've
it
already sent it to all their friends.
Yeah, so
they already
don't
have
share
it
that all right away.
Well, okay, we'll just stick with 12% of Americans 18 to 29 have had nude photos shared without their consent.
That's going to go down now. Stop sharing it.
But
I'll share it, but make sure no one posts.
The amazing thing about that to me is that there's really no outrage about it. It's like, eh, it's just that's about right. It's about the way it is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's not okay, but it's okay because it's just sort of, you know, all these things that we just sort of live with. I don't know, that one.
It's almost not a big deal anymore. It's like everyone's already been nude. Everyone's seen everyone
well,
nude.
No,
so
I
just start flying nude. And
I completely understand what you're saying.
Games nude.
There's a lot of truth to what you're saying. The more it happens to people, the more a big deal it isn't. But what they said was that the abundance of it does not make the person who's the victim have any less PTSD. People are still horrified
I can imagine
about having a nude photo shared. Yeah. They can't stand it. I mean, you know, my life is over. I mean, that's the first thing you feel.
Selfie.
So,
speaking of nude pics, do you have that sweet nude pic under your coffee?
I do. I have OJ.
It's a really funny, it's a funny story as to how we came across this.
Yeah, OJ is nude in the locker room, smiling. It's the happy OJ.
I looked at it.
It's pre-murderer.
It's but they're
I'm just saying
not contrasty enough down there, and there's too much.
I know.
Ink.
I got so what
I could outline it for you, Trudy.
What happened?
Some
was,
sort of enhancement.
A friend of ours dropped who used to work with us on an old radio station, had to drop something off to me, and then he's like, "Hey, I also found this thumb drive. Let's see what pictures are on it." We plugged it in. There's some pictures from the old show. People coming in and
oh, cool.
You know, guests that we had. And so then, of course, like Joe DiMaggio's picture was on there.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the infamous DiMaggio picture where he's nude.
Straight pubes.
Straight pubes, yeah, mm-hmm. Uncut. And that
I just want to warn Brandon real quick. Do you have your lock of the week?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay, okay.
Yeah, give me a couple minutes.
I just wanted to give you time because I know sometimes you cram during the show.
Okay.
So then that one popped up and Drew came running over immediately to see it.
Did I come running
over?
Yeah,
it was pretty quick.
I was
pretty
asked
quick
if I wanted to see it, and I said, well, if I have a choice between not seeing OJ's penis and seeing it, I guess I'll see it.
It was quick.
I'm just saying.
So, but the amazing thing is nobody remembers this photo or ever seeing it before.
OJ Simpson.
So I feel like this person was holding out on us. They had a nude photo of OJ, and we didn't know. This person also had the Righteous Rick photo. Not the famous one where the guy's bent over the seat, a different one from a few minutes later from down below so you can see the whole guy's ass crack and Rick holding him down and flexing.
Do not go to my screen, Zoobs, but if you want to take a better look, Trudy, because I know you were upset with the contrast,
oh,
there's
geez
the photo.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations to
okay.
You've been juiced.
Yeah.
How big is Marcus Allen?
If that, I accept.
What does Marcus Allen look like?
Why?
I don't want to see. Because Marcus Allen was supposed
to be. What's his
nickname?
He was Driftwood?
Driftwood.
He's supposed to be way bigger than that thing.
Really? I mean.
And that thing's. Brandon.
I'm sorry.
Isn't Driftwood gnarled? Maybe that's why he was Driftwood.
No, it's just.
No,
it's
twisty and gnarled.
I think.
It was somewhere in the world of Faye Resnick wrote about it, right? Wasn't it her book?
Yeah, it was Faye Resnick's book, but Nicole was the one that said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that piece of driftwood.
Yeah.
Whoa. Do not try to find Marcus.
I'm just saying.
Nude online. Just
why?
What is that what happened when you did that? Yeah. Let's have another look at what came.
You've just been juiced.
All right.
I think he says that after
what?
He.
Wait, those guys are all white nude guys.
I know.
Oh. What is up with
apparently,
that?
Apparently, Marcus Allen is also a gay porn star.
Oh, who does lots of orgies?
The guy in the bottom right.
Well, if you're a gay porn star, wouldn't you do lots of orgies? Brandon, if you were a gay porn star, would you do lots of orgies?
I'm just saying.
I don't think that guy on the right ever has sex with anyone because I think he's so busy getting himself off.
What a weird pose that guy is
no,
in.
No, that is really weird.
It's like he's hanging out with his penis. Like he's not part of him. It's just his penis is
his
there.
His buddy. It's his buddy.
You've been juiced.
What do we
think? OJ says that when he climaxes.
Oh,
You've been juiced.
That's why I laugh so hard when he's...
You think that's what he says, Trudy?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
How adorable that would be. Do we have anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Well, unless you want to call that squat guy. The guy doing all the squats from yesterday.
What?
Really, there's like nothing going on.
Why is it so hard to get the squat guy? It seems like it's too hard to get people. It shouldn't be that hard to get.
No, Brandon had a number for him, didn't you?
I had a couple numbers yesterday. But I never called him.
We're starting early and you know, making excuses.
I know. I'm all over
the map. Talking about making the 80-year-old that found his love after 60 years? And John Gosselin?
Do we have... Justin Guarini?
Will Forte?
Do we need to start soliciting phone numbers?
That is Will Forte's number.
Ken Jaya's, Sanjaya's dad? We have to call Sanjaya's dad.
When all else fails, call Sanjaya's dad.
It's not hard to think of a reason to either. Uh-huh. There's always something in the world of Sanjaya.
Is there anything going on with American Idol? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Ooh, we could call him and ask him if Sanjaya is one of the masked singers, based on nothing, because we've never even seen the show.
Didn't he have to have a job? I mean, hasn't he had to move on, Sanjaya?
I don't think so.
He's working off Broadway.
What? I think his parents are helping him still.
What? He went further into entertainment.
Let's find out. Look it up. Meanwhile,
how counterintuitive.
Hall Financial wants you to know they would like to see you getting lower payments and having better options and getting all their personal attention because they lavish it on you. People are often afraid of refinancing because they think, oh, I get ripped off. It's going to cause no. It's a chance to save money. And they'll tell you if you can't save money in a refi, they'll tell you. If you can, though, why wouldn't you want to make that payment, which you're going to be making for the next 30 years? Why would you want to make it for 150 less or 200 less or 50 less or 500 less in some cases? Hall Financial has over 800 five-star reviews because they always put you first. Contact Hall Financial about refinancing and saving money. Interest rates went down a quarter point.
I know. I'm shocked by that.
This isn't going to go on forever. It seems like it is, but...
Market had a bad day today.
Oh, because of the impeachment inquiry?
That doesn't affect... Vote? That doesn't affect home rates.
Go to DrewandMike.HallFG.com or go to the Drew and Mike Show website, click the link, fill out the online form, or call 248-308-5000 to reach Hall Financial and get a refi. If you don't want to save money, don't call Hall Financial. Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
I love saving money.
Yeah, it's just an option. It's there for you. What else is okay that shouldn't be okay?
Oh, who else has been canceled? See, Halloween's canceled in a city in Michigan because of the weather.
Well, you can't buy. Okay. You also can't buy black pumpkins. You know, you sell the black pumpkins with the orange cutouts. Yeah, because it's blackface. I'm not joking.
But it's a pumpkin.
I know. But pumpkins have faces.
Yeah, but
really,
I guess so.
That's a thing.
I think it was Walmart.
Something out of The Onion.
I'm not kidding. Unless somebody sent me The Onion.
I don't know. What if it's a different color?
Yeah, like blue.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Well, they're always black or orange, I think.
I mean, because...
What about red? I mean, some people
Halloween's
do red
team
faces
colors
Native
are black
Americans.
And orange.
Team colors.
Because it looks dramatic as well. It doesn't look like a person.
Is this too harsh of me, though? Because the city's canceled it because of weather, and they're doing it tomorrow? That's not Halloween.
We start treating Halloween like a piece of furniture and just moving it around.
Well,
like 4th of July fireworks and all the other stuff. What is this?
If that's the case, can we move it to maybe like September?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So, I mean, it's not spooky then.
Who is canceling it?
Sturgis, Michigan, and something in Muskegon was canceled as well. Because
what, is the forecast really good tomorrow?
No, I wouldn't think it would be that much different.
People are soft.
It's very soft. Put on a big winter jacket.
What if
be
it
miserable.
Sucks tomorrow?
Get some candy.
Because I think tomorrow it's supposed to be.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be sunny but cold, but it won't rain as much.
But isn't this a rite of childhood?
It's supposed to be 45 tomorrow. What about when that child comes home and you say, Halloween's moved on? What?
Yeah.
I've been counting it down for weeks.
What's going to happen to that kid when he gets to, you know, in the workplace and he decides it's too cold to go to work?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it tomorrow.
I want to live in that environment where you can decide that it's too cold to go to work.
We are so soft.
I always have friends that, like, I'm not going to go to work tomorrow because they have that option to just not go to work.
Nice.
Like, wait, so you're calling in tired? Like, you're not going to work?
It's a mental health day.
Please. But I was just jealous because I felt like we could never do that, really.
Oh. No, I know. That's one thing that sucks with that. But I learned about mental health days from female girlfriends. Never heard of that term?
Yeah.
Until Connie Martucci said she was taking a mental health day. And then it seemed that she had about five a year. She had her own standard of the number of mental health days she took.
She should negotiate that
that's
for any
true,
contract.
And she liked deciding it around, you know, 6 o'clock the previous night, because then she could enjoy, it was like having an extra day of the weekend.
Well, yeah.
Oh. She could relax all night knowing it was a mental health day.
Makes sense. So it's more than one day, really.
Yeah, in a year. I mean, there would be maybe four or five times where she'd just be a little overwhelmed. She wanted a mental health day, and she would call in sick.
That's pretty cool.
Mm. I thought it jealous. Seemed to work for her.
whatever.
So we haven't really talked about, there's been more about Cuba Gooding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And wow. They've got more video of him. He's grabbing somebody's ass, and I guess it's not a perfect shot. I mean, which is what they said about the first one, which to me is him grabbing a boob and putting his hand near the woman's midsection. It's not, it doesn't look questionable at all, but it's funny. Isn't it weird how people argue about videos that, no, that's not what you're seeing.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
I just am amazed. Because to me, Cuba Gooding and this woman, she's seen snapping at him immediately after.
Yeah.
And apparently,
so something happened other than
something
just
happened.
Brushing her ass.
Apparently, he said, no, I was touching your back.
I think people know where they're being touched.
I think they do, too. I think it sounds to me, I think he's getting really bad advice, because I would just say, Cuba, you're busted in so many places. There's only more people are going to come out. Why don't you just take the sympathy card and say, you know what? I've got a problem with my drinking. I'm going to rehab.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just stop pinching women's asses.
Right.
That's his thing, man.
It sounds like he... Sounds like he has a drinking problem, doesn't it?
He's always out there partying, yeah, getting drunk. Sounds like he's got a handsy problem, too.
He's a compulsive.
Is he not working anymore?
Well, after he was OJ, I guess that was it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
In the video here, though, it looks like he, you know, as he's walking by, he kind of just pokes her in the butt. She stops him. And then you can see he's explaining, no, I touched
play
you on the
again.
Back. And he's pointing at her back, and she's like, nah.
Oh, wait, that's a nice ass.
It is.
He didn't poke her in the butt.
He did, yeah. As he walks by.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
What an absolute asshole.
Look at all the other people that walked by and didn't poke her in the butt.
Yeah. And then she turns around and looks at him.
He's trying to touch her again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to prove, like, no, I poked you in the back. And she's like, get out of here.
There's the bouncer coming to talk to him, like, let's move it over here.
Why is he in that part of the restaurant anyway?
Yeah, that's like behind-the-scenes stuff.
What? I mean,
well, he's a celebrity. I guess they get to
She's, like, trying to brush him, like, move along, please.
But what a complete jackass.
He's Cuba Gooding Jr. He gets to do whatever he wants. Because he said so.
He's radio.
He's radio.
I mean...
He'll always be OJ.
Show me the money.
I'm just saying.
And what else?
Snow Dogs.
Boat
trip.
Since 2014, he's only been in one movie since 2014.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? In 5 years, he was only in Bayou Caviar, which came out last year.
Big movie.
He was also the director of it. I don't really recall.
Oh, he's in Selma, I guess. Never saw Selma.
Yeah, but Selma was 2014.
That's that bridge movie, Trudy.
The thing is, okay, but we really...
Remember you said that off the air, like, what's that bridge movie?
Oh, he's also been doing Chicago, the musical on Broadway.
Oh, well, that's obviously because he wants to.
He loves live theater.
He loves Broadway. Isn't Show Me the Money, though? He won the Oscar for it.
Yeah, that's what
I mean.
Which, why did he win the Oscar for that?
I don't know.
That
he
good?
Wasn't that great. No. He was good. I liked him a lot in the movie.
Show me the money!
But... to somebody, okay, he's going around hitting on 22-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Those people, they probably barely know Jerry Maguire. That movie was out before they were born.
Right around the time they're born.
I didn't
even think about that, but yeah, they don't know who he is.
I mean, that's why he's probably getting so much shit. If he was pinching 40-year-olds' asses, maybe he'd do a little better.
23 years it's been since that flick. Wow.
I know. He also, somebody spoke to Page Six or somebody and said they had had an encounter with him where he said that he only liked girls that are 21, 22. After that, he's not interested in them.
Really?
Well, I think he was trying to lay a compliment on this girl, but except she was 32. And she wasn't real impressed.
Man, do you know who he won that award over?
Who?
So James Woods was nominated, Ghost of Mississippi.
He's blacklisted.
Edward Norton for Primal Fear.
He was great.
Oh, he's phenomenal in that movie.
Jerry Maguire was probably a more loved movie.
But Bill Macy, as I call him. I call him Bill. Me and Baldwin call him Bill Macy. Was nominated for Fargo, which is phenomenal.
Oh, he was great. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Jerry Lundquist.
Yeah. Lundegaard.
Oh, Lundegaard, that's right.
But Rod Tidwell beat that. That's
Rod Tidwell was a perfect name.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah,
I mean, there's at least
he
two
was,
on
wasn't
that.
He just being Cuba Gooding?
Exactly, yes. He's being himself.
And then I feel like Bo Trip almost really takes Jerry Maguire down about 30%. I mean, that is so bad.
Trip. What are you talking about?
It's the worst movie ever. I can't believe Will Ferrell's in it. Will Ferrell has a funny minute in that movie.
Let me see.
It's
what
the only
I got.
Movie that's the only minute that's funny.
All right, what do you think you got on the thermometer?
Oh, you know who's in Boat Trip? Isn't Horatio Sanz in there?
He's the other star. It's a Horatio Sanz Cuba Gooding Jr.
It's worse than vehicle. Snow Dogs.
What's the thermometer on that?
Guess.
Critics, I'm going to say 13. Audience, 19.
Anybody else want to guess?
Have you seen it, Trudy?
For Boat Trip?
Boat Trip, yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
You've seen Multiplicity and you haven't seen Boat Trip?
I don't know. Cooper Gooding Jr. movies just didn't look good, but
the audience.
I do agree.
Did you see Jerry Maguire?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The audience got 36%.
What?
The thermometer 7%.
7? I was close.
I think he thought he was going to be able to nail all these chicks in it that are in the poster. There's like four really hot chicks in the poster.
Do you think that's why he gravitates towards movies is because he thinks he can...
He wants to be the person in the movie.
It's a dating service for him.
I can't believe the audience gives that 39. Is it because Will Ferrell's in it and Horatio Sands?
Well, I mean, if you're going to go see it, you probably want to see it to a point. So there's a lot of... It's probably easy to... Please, some people.
Can I ask an unpleasant question?
Yes.
What happened to Horatio Sanz?
He was just in Ralph Breaks the Internet. Let's see.
You're not helping him.
He's starring John Gosselin.
He's got a couple shows. He's got Black Monday, whatever that is.
Oh, that's a good show.
He's got a recurring role. He's in Big Hero 6 on TV, but in film, he's doing Zeroville, whatever that is.
That seems appropriate.
Look at the green blob on that guy's head.
He plays Francis Ford Coppola. In Zeroville.
What? He's not
which
a believer.
Which was
directed by James Franco. They're all canceled.
It just seems like I haven't seen him.
No, not since.
If it's an SNL rerun show, that's the only place you can see him now.
Or doesn't he put the French toast in his pants in, not Old School, Road Trip? Isn't he the waiter in Road Trip?
Yeah, French toast guy.
Yeah.
But that was 20 years ago, too.
I don't know. It just seems like it hasn't panned out that well for him. Nah,
he's doing fine.
To be that way.
He's great.
Meanwhile, our friends and original sponsors, Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days. And you better believe it's as exciting as it sounds, because during Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep you've been yearning for from our friends at Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Damn it. How about leasing a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited as low as $166 a month? Or if you prefer the Mac Daddy, you can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month. Our friends at Zot have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so there are lots of Jeeps to choose from. And we can't get through a Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram ad without mentioning Ram trucks. Go lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. And yes, Zot has an ass ton of Rams to choose from, so see details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Yaldo has been with us for 2 years now, and many have gotten life-changing surgery from him on a recommendation, either the custom CATS LASIK could end up with better than 20/20 vision with that. Or nice. Lens exchange for people 45 plus who are tired of reading glasses and all the accoutrements that go along with having crappy eyes. Eye surgery is a very well thought out decision. Generally, it's important to go with the best and most experienced. And for that, Dr. Yellow is number one in Michigan. Over 30,000 LASIK procedures, tens of thousands of lens exchange and cataract. Dr. Yellow is alluring with promises of low cost LASIK. And there's a lot of noise about $5 LASIK out there. When you go out and find out what the real price is, it's not $5. If you've shopped for it, Dr. Yellow promises Drew and Mike listeners he'll beat any LASIK offer you get, so bring it to him. Get the best, pay the least. Evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YellowEyeCenter.com. Mm-hmm. Brandon, how's your lock of the week?
Open your eyes!
I love that guy.
That's the lock of the week.
It's a lock of the week.
It was a tough week, though, because there was a bunch of stuff that I was really interested in. I really, really kind of liked that under on the Jets Dolphins.
You're still buoyed by your success. I mean, the lock of the week has been a lock so far.
Someone sent me an email, by the way, admitting that they're one of those monsters that bets on the under because it's a good bet.
Yeah.
And I agree. It typically is a good bet because you're going against what everybody else is betting, which raises the point. But who wants to root for that? Find something else.
That's not the lock of the week, though. I did like Maryland plus 22.
Maryland plus
22. Really?
Against what a jerk.
Michigan Wolverines. But that's not
it's at Maryland, though.
No
Michigan
fucking way.
Michigan on the road?
That's not the lock of the week. But I kind of was looking at that one. I really like the Green Bay, too, minus 4 against the Chargers.
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
Well, but unfortunately, I'm not going to go with that one because there was this other game that I looked at. I liked it a lot. And that's going to be the New England Patriots. They're minus 4 against
that's it?
The,
you go with the Patriots?
Yeah.
Wow.
Against the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh, I like that. Where's that at?
I like that pick.
It's in Baltimore, but I really like this. I don't know if you guys have been watching any of them this year, but their defense has been astounding. And
that's got to be the best bet anybody ever made.
Yeah, and this guy, what's his name? Tom Brady. Pretty good, too. Oh, yeah. So my lock of the
week. Tom Brady had a pretty good game the other night, right?
Yeah, my lock of the week is going to be the New England Patriots minus 4.
That is a gutty pick because they don't have Antonio Brown anymore.
Right, yeah.
Tom Brady's a week older.
You're really going off the board.
I know, and I'm looking to.
And a road game, too.
Looking to double my paycheck on your account.
We're still here.
Did you see Tom's Halloween costume?
We're still here.
No. What is this Halloween
it's
costume?
It is very controversial. Did you see it, Brandon?
No.
I want to see it. I want to see that.
I mean, a little worried that he might be canceled.
Oh, Tom Brady, he can't get canceled.
Well, he was almost canceled over the
comment.
His Trump hat.
Oh. Nah.
I'll tell you this. There is a Yahoo writer that's going to be very
upset
with
this. Exactly.
What? Who is he?
He's a Star Wars stormtrooper.
Oh, no. He's got the same costume is Ivanka Trump's child that was canceled.
Exactly. Exactly.
Remember when the kid was in the Stormtrooper and people went crazy?
He's also got a white pumpkin. That pumpkin's doing white face.
The pumpkin's painted like it.
Well, that's still cultural appropriation somehow.
Wow.
Look at that dog, too.
Do you have his caption, what he wrote? Because his caption was even dumber.
What kind of dog is that?
Wait, who's the Yahoo writer? Is Yahoo writer against Stormtrooper?
Yeah,
costumes?
You read the story a week or two ago.
Oh, I forgot it was in Yahoo.
Yeah. He was very upset. He felt that if you dress up like a stormtrooper, you're basically giving Nazis a thumbs up because Nazis were also called stormtroopers.
Because when people think stormtroopers, they think of the Nazi stormtroopers, not
Star
Wars. Yeah,
they don't
Star
think
Wars.
Of Star Wars. Never. They think of something 74 years ago.
Look at that.
80 years ago.
Do you have what he wrote on there? Because what he wrote was just as dumb.
Thursday practice notes. This part right here?
Yeah.
Brady, quarterback, did not practice, refused to take off Stormtrooper helmet.
Oh, man.
God, he makes it really hard to be a fan of his. Like, really hard. It's like, I'm just going to focus on Tom Brady between the lines.
Okay, have you seen the Fox 2 costumes?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Armani as Babe Ruth is just, he's really good.
But you know it's
why.
Not Babe Ruth, right?
Who is he?
Oh, really?
Who's he supposed to be?
Well, look at who Dina is. Who's Dina?
Oh, he's A-Rod?
Supposed to be A-Rod.
I thought he was Babe Ruth. He's holding the bat just like the Bambino does in the poster.
He can't be A-Rod. That'd be cultural appropriation. So he's got to be Babe Ruth. You're right. He is holding it just like he's standing like Babe too with the legs crossed. I think he is supposed to be Babe Ruth. Brandy,
oh my God! I was completely. I was certain he was the Bambino.
It was right there. You passed it.
Oh, what the pumpkin part?
Yeah, but he needs...
they're doing this thing on the screen.
Oh, is this where they're talking about who they are?
Yeah,
you would need a throwback uniform to be Babe.
Well, the Yankees have always had the pinstripes, though. I didn't see what number was on his back.
Alan Longstreet probably had the best costume of them all.
Is he Prince?
He's Captain Obvious.
Is that what he is for sure? Like, I thought that's what
now I don't know anything. Ooh, they also have a black pumpkin?
What? Canceled.
Welcome.
I thought he was Prince Harry.
Well, maybe he... Drew, maybe he is. I don't know.
We're having so much fun.
Oh, you know what?
Morning.
I think he is because she's supposed to be Meghan Markle, right?
Oh, she is? Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought he was Captain Obvious
from the Hotel.com
He looks like Captain Obvious.
Yeah, but he's not, right?
Joined by royalty.
I don't know.
Hello. And Hollywood royalty, I feel like.
Yes, he's supposed to be Harry.
Say that.
New York royalty.
New York royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy. Okay, we love seeing your pictures, too, guys.
Oh, please,
so
Diddy.
Thanks for sending them. We'll start
I think
with
Lee
this
forgot
one.
He was supposed to wear a costume today
like
and just run a chain
A-Rod.
And sunglasses.
Oh,
it does appear that way.
Hey,
that's what I said.
It's the hat.
The costumes are awesome, guys. Everyone looks great. Happy Halloween.
Thank
to the whole
you.
Crew. Thank you. The Nine, Marielle, I ain't letting you off the hook. You worked too hard on that Thriller dance. Oh, yeah. To resort to sidelining.
They skipped the Beavis and Butthead reference
live
in there.
Last night. It was not good. All right, am I going
to... Yeah, so it was the Babe. It wasn't A-Rod. Yeah.
No, it's supposed to be A-Rod.
No, it's A-Rod. But people thought it was the Babe.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be A-Rod.
So the guys on the... panel looked like other people than they were supposed to be.
Okay.
Well, that's cute. Although they blew up those pumpkins.
That was really funny.
Ryan switched into a suit really quick for that.
I laughed so hard when they were blowing up pumpkins because...
because blowing up stuff is the best
thing
ever.
It's the coolest thing. Yeah, it is. And it was going to blow out, so the pumpkins read FOX2, but it just blew
ready for
up.
A bomb?
Three of the pumpkins just blew up. and they were wearing masks like V. Stiviano.
Right.
Donald Sterling's Babe, those ridiculous masks she used to wear, except hers was like a sun mask.
Yeah, that didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
And Ryan's clear, and so is...
Okay, so...
I think my favorite part is Ryan hid behind Marielle.
Are actually going to pour the waters in, okay?
Here, you hold that.
So give her the mic.
What do I do? I'll just push this button when it's time?
Yeah, give it a try right now. It's like a grill lighter. Just squeeze it.
It's okay. Not Ryan's. He's still recovering from the wall check piece.
So we're going to try to do this at the same time. We're going to pour the water in, so spot your cups.
Into the water.
Into the little cup with the granules. And then we're going to quickly put the lids on.
Carl,
so we'll do a countdown.
Scientist.
So
go outside,
three,
nerd.
Two, one.
Get out.
Add your
go.
Water. Now add the tops. They got a notch in them, so you can find how they go back on.
Carl.
And like you do, put your feet.
Good to see you.
Ryan's so
countdown
scared.
Maybe from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that got me. That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
Okay. So... I think we had a little too much acetylene in there.
Ryan, he's loving it. That's great.
It's always fun when something blows up. Who cares?
Yeah, they should just have a segment where they blow something up every week.
What happened to Maryland? When Brandon said they get 22 points at home against Michigan, I was really interested. But man, they lost to Penn State 59-0. Purdue 40-14.
Not good.
Indiana 34-28.
They have a bunch of injuries too.
I don't know. And Minnesota? Is Minnesota 8-0?
Yeah, they haven't played anyone, but I like them. I like them a lot. I like the way they play.
Hmm. Does Michigan play Minnesota?
No. No. You know, there's been a lot of talk about, because, you know, the Big Ten moved to this 9-game schedule, and so they don't cross over with everybody anymore.
Well, not even close.
I think the ACC does this, it must be the ACC does it, where you schedule teams in your conference as non-conference games. So why doesn't Michigan and Minnesota should just schedule it as a non-conference game and play each other? Why not? Wouldn't you rather see that than see them play East Carolina or Hawaii?
Yeah. Although, I don't know if they have an interesting non-conference.
But they don't. They just got rid of the UCLA one. They have Texas and Oklahoma in like the next 10 years, and that's it.
Hmm. We had a major concert announcement today. Journey and the Pretenders.
I know.
What?
Who's headlining?
Yeah.
Journey, of course.
Super good question.
Well, it'll be an early night if you like the Pretenders.
This will be a big tour, I bet, won't it?
I thought the exact same thing, but then I couldn't really say.
Who's singing for Journey? Is it still...
Arnell Pineda?
Ardell?
Yeah, I don't think there's any Steve Perry announcement, is there?
No. No, he had, some sort of Christmas album or something very soft.
Yeah, he put something out and...
Something very soft.
it was very soft. You're right.
Completely.
It couldn't have garnered less interest. But if he went out with Journey, I bet it'd be a big deal.
Oh, it would.
For sure.
Huge deal. But Journey's already a huge deal for some reason.
Yeah, they don't need him.
They really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet you they would like going out with him. I don't think there's a ton of bad blood there.
But he can't. Isn't the word that he can't hit the high notes?
Well, all
those
songs.
That would have to be it. Why would you be so butthurt that you would turn down millions of dollars just because?
But he made an album. He put out music. And he doesn't sound. It's not that he sounds bad. It's just that the songs aren't that great, I think.
Are you saying he moved in a different direction from the band?
Well, it's a long story with Steve Perry. He went on his own. Remember, Oh, Sherry. And certainly there's nothing wrong with him. I know. And Journey took a tumble. I think Journey tumbled for a while there. And then Steve Perry came back. They had a comeback album. And then I believe they did another album. And that one didn't do so well. But they were going to tour. And there was a lot of interest in the tour. And then Steve Perry said, oh, my hip hurts.
And then Neil Sean married weirdo chick. Party Crasher.
This is Salami.
Ooh, maybe she'll be here.
She probably will.
What's the date for that? July 5th.
Mr. and Mrs. Neil Sean.
Stupid. Why did he marry her? She's just not hot enough.
How did they meet? Oh, that's right. She would end up backstage at a lot of shows.
Yeah, probably with Mr. Salahi.
Crashing backstage areas.
Mr. Salahi let her get away?
I'm sure Mr. Salahi was more than happy to let her get away. She's kind of nuts.
And he sounds like an idiot, too.
Did she get a fight with somebody backstage recently, too? She's still trouble after all these years.
Salahi did? Mrs. Neil Sean?
Michelle, or whatever her name is. Michaela.
Dumb name.
Yeah. Mrs. Neil Sean.
Yes.
Yes.
Because somebody was taking her picture.
Oh, no. She thinks
she... Oh, I remember that tree.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Are you kidding? I didn't even hear about this.
Why did...
She thinks she's that important?
I think we talked about it.
You were the biggest show-off bear ever, and you're mad someone's taking your picture.
Well, it's a lie right off the bat, because she loves having someone take her picture. We know that.
Oh, they filed a lawsuit about it. I think, here we go. Alleged concert attack.
He's become very litigious since hooking up with her, too.
And Indiana...
Yeah, Neil is... He's got some anger issues because three members of the band went to the White House to see Trump, and Neil was livid. He's never Trump. We do things as a band.
So
and this band is never Trump.
In 2017, she was allegedly violently assaulted and forcibly removed from backstage in a concert in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I'm not a fan.
They thought she was still Mrs. Salahi.
Yeah. Caused her mental anguish, mental trauma, humiliation,
mortification.
That's a big one. Fright and indignity.
So Neil isn't giving her enough spending money.
It also triggered a pre-existing health condition. Must have been diarrhea.
What?
She attempted to enter a restricted area for reasons unknown.
Because that's what she does.
Well, she can't enter a restricted area.
Diarrhea?
That's
Sorry.
What she does. That's her job, entering.
Yeah, restricted areas. That's right. That's
restricted areas.
I think the defense should be she has a history of entering restricted areas, and here she does it again.
Everyone's fine with it.
She got away with the White House. She thought that was okay, but not at our stadium.
What stadium was it?
Somewhere in Fort Wayne.
Ah.
She also shares a Facebook page with Neil. It's Neil and Michaela.
Oh.
Oh, stupid.
They have a Facebook page together. It's nice.
It's an old buddy. Are you here, Neil?
Guess how many people like the page?
100.
I'm going to say it's 2 million.
Oh, no. 287,000. That's still about 286,000.
Who are they?
I don't know. Journey weenies.
Trini Weenies.
That reminds me of
a picture of her taking a selfie on the stage. That's cool.
That reminds me of the Triple Threat Trio trip last year when I went to Denver to Alex's house and we wanted to see Red Rocks.
Yeah.
And there was a show that night. So we drove out there. We were just driving around. We drove out there about, I guess, about 2 o'clock. And they were already kind of putting the show together. It was like, really? Already? I mean, there was a lot more activity than I thought there'd be. So Warren says, Warren lives out there too. He's from high school. Warren goes, yeah, if you want to see it, you really got to go back there. And so Johnny and I are like, well, let's just go back there. And so we see this sign. It's like, do not go past this point. Fines up to $1,000. We just keep walking. We pass another sign that says the same thing. And there's a third sign. It's like, if you can't read, you know, it's really obnoxious signs. We just kept walking. And all of a sudden, this guy just walks over.
Security bridge.
It's like, look over there. I'm like, what? He goes, can't you read? You just passed three signs that said you could be arrested.
Sure, that's when you pull the Johnny Cash move. Go, I can't read. And then he's in trouble for mocking your literacy.
That's true.
See?
I just played dumb. We both were like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? And then after it was settled that we had mistakenly bumbled back there, we said, well, you know, we really kind of want to just see the stage. Can we just pop up there for just a second? And he's like, no, absolutely not. Get the fuck back there.
Hold it. What's your clearance?
You need to do it like produce.
Access denied.
Shouldn't we have a radio card? You know, like we work in radio. We know backstage areas. You can
Some
let us
all,
back here. We're trustworthy.
Ha ha! Look, they're being let out by security. Ha ha!
Nothing we haven't seen.
Shouldn't our radio careers give us more access than Mrs. Neil Sean?
See, that's funny because you know my dad just wanders wherever he wants to go at places, and no one ever stops him. It's really weird. And remember Dion, what was his name? The guy that went to every Super Bowl without a ticket?
Oh, yeah.
Dion Rich.
Yeah.
Because he's an old man. He just wanders wherever he goes. They don't stop old white men, apparently.
Well, that's part of the privilege.
And taking full advantage of it.
Gal needs to apologize for that.
He walked into the Cardinals locker room.
What?
In the World Series.
Did you see anybody's penis?
Probably. All of them.
He went in the locker room at the All-Star game when there was no media allowed. He starts passing the phone around.
Yeah. Hey, Mike Trout, here's Detroit.
Well, he was allowed. He was supposed to be there. He was working.
He had credentials.
For us.
Yeah.
It's amazing the stuff he just wanders into.
Is he headed to the All-Star game in 2020?
Where's it at? It depends where it's at. Now he's getting, you know.
Fussy about that?
He didn't go this year.
Oh, that's right.
He's taking care of mom, yeah.
What about Jim?
I don't know.
Is he in good standing with Jim?
I think he's always in good standing with Jim.
Don't they bicker?
They've had a few kerfuffles.
Oh, they've had, yeah. I mean, I think their relationship is built on a pile of kerfuffles.
The 2020 MLB All-Star Game is in L.A.
There's no way he's going.
Remember the audio we had of them arguing in the car?
Oh, yeah.
That was a kerfuffle.
Oh, no, I've witnessed plenty of arguments by them.
Oh, I want to hear that argument again.
No, you don't. It's exhausting.
Is Jim still working with the Hall of Fame?
No.
Oh, he's not. Okay, that was a pretty curt response.
What?
He's not?
Well, I had to think about it. I really did have to think about it.
Well, you don't have to think about the spooktacular savings. Back from the dead with our repulsive friends at Zod, Ford, and Holly. Yes, the month of October continues. Usually, these monthly things go a day beyond, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, it's got to go through Friday
at
least.
Only one way to find out. Call them.
Lease a new 19 Ford Escape or a new 19 Ford Edge as low as $97 a month. Yes, that's a brand new Ford Escape or Ford Edge with a monthly payment that's less than the cost of candy you gave out last night to all the neighborhood brats. Or if you need a truck to tote your load of goblins and jack-o'-lanterns, you can lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $99 a month. These squeamishly haunting deals will be gone before you know it, so slither your way.
Squeamish.
To Zot Ford and see the zombie-rific friends, our zombie-rific friends, to get your ghoulish new Ford Escape, Ford Edge, or Ford F-150, all below $100 a month. Check out the bone-chilling deals and horrifying inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Roche, meanwhile, he's fixing people, making them look younger and fresher.
Yes.
What's going on?
Granting the wish of looking better in sweaters because it's November and time is now to perfect your curves, enhance your shape.
And he's looking for boobs.
Look better. Yeah. Breast
boob
lifts,
candidates.
Breast tights, saline breasts, $3,500. And if you look at it in the mirror and you wonder who that tired, haggard person is looking back and that bums you the hell out, you got to see Dr. Roche. They have a series of procedures from non-invasive BBL through minimally invasive face tight or neck tight and laser treatments to tighten and brighten fillers, Botox, Restylane. How much is their filler special, Drew?
Well, buy two areas, get one free. One area free, that's Botox or Dysport. The filler special, buy one syringe of Restylane, second syringe of Restylane, $100 off.
Right. And, you know, I mean, new boobs for Christmas is a great idea because if you're trying to, you know, like maybe capitalize on somebody getting you a gift.
Oh.
Wrap it up in you. And also, it gives you time to recuperate over the holidays, that kind of thing. So,
well, they're busy over the holidays.
Yeah, definitely. So go to their website, droche.com, to see the cosmetic surgeries, what might fit you, what you're looking for, and what fits your wallet, and, of course, what will make the most dramatic changes. Call them for a consult at 248-338-1110. And who were we looking at the other day? We thought we should remember. We were remembering the Dr. Roche tattoo contest that we had.
Oh, the guy that had them all over his mouth.
Didn't he have an outline of a beard?
He had a lot of stuff that he was not pleased with.
But it changed his life.
Yeah,
he had a job after that.
He did. Yeah. No, it really did change
on the
life.
Forbes 500 list, I think.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, he... Oh, okay, he sucked me into that.
I don't know that he's not.
No, we don't know that he's not.
I mean,
cannot
look,
be verified.
Look what it may have saved Zombie Boy's life, but...
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a lot of work for Dr. Roche, but we should have a contest again, right? Don't you think?
I think it's always a good idea. Greg has done plenty of tattoo removal, and he still does that. I mean, the hair removal, the tattoo removal, you know, the stretch marks, they all work on almost anything. A lot of things that they didn't used to do, but tattoo removal has been around for a long time. I'm amazed that more people don't get tattoos removed, but does this kind of seem like what the fuck anymore?
I guess.
It's like, you know, I was saying... That big news about Miley Cyrus got a new tattoo. I'm like, is this really news? Everyone has 50 tattoos. What's the big deal? I know it's Miley Cyrus, but I mean, honestly,
kind of.
So shitty tattoos. People don't care about having a shitty tattoo anymore, do they?
No, I know some people that have bad ones that would like to get rid of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know some people though that have, you know, it looks sort of like it's cool and it fits together and it's sort of, and then there are people who just have random tattoos and it looks like.
I don't understand the random tattoo people. Like, they have not planned their body.
No, and it looks cluttered. And you should. What happened to the stick to one theme rule?
Yeah, I think if you're going to be a tattoo person, you need to have a plan. Yeah. And the thing is, tattoo people, theme. When they get their first tattoo, they don't have a plan, do they?
No,
I don't think they do.
No, you go in and you're kind of like, oh, I'm going to do this, and you don't think about it, and then.
Well, what's the average age people get their first?
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
Let's see. I'm going to look it up. Average age
18.
People get their first tattoo. I mean, you have X number of square inches on your body. So, logically, you should have, you know, two bodies, your front and your back, and you should be planning it out if you're going to be a tattoo person.
Yeah, but you don't know where your journey is going to take you in life. You don't know what those chapters are going to be.
It's kind of weird.
That's why it's kind of crazy.
Like, if you put one on the small of your back, you know that's... You know that you're. You know why you're doing that,
especially if it's an arrow.
By the way, what a nice picture that is! Look at that.
I'm seeing 17, 18.
Yeah, 17.5 years it says here. So what's 17-year-old?
You don't have to be 18 to get one done.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
But I think it gets waived pretty easily.
Oh, well, people do it themselves.
Or you just got to find a tattoo artist that you know.
Well, when we were in my dad's hometown when he died for the memorial, and there was the fair downtown, and the town has been through some tough times. Anyway, we could not believe how many pretty young teenagers had tattoos. It was just green blob city.
Well, yeah.
It was a very low-income area.
So at least one business is doing well there.
Yeah.
But the we were talking about the guy too that got the green bar.
Oh yeah, like, in his arm.
At some point in his life, there was a girlfriend. Yeah, he wanted to cover it up.
Couldn't afford to get it removed, so he just made a green blob.
Yeah, and he actually was a really good candidate for that because it's this giant green bar.
I think Greg took it off.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
He got a job, and he could be on the Forbes 500 list. Don't know that he's not.
No. Not as successful, of course, as Milton Romanowski.
No, that did not change Milton's life.
Tattooed on his forehead when he was passed out. His friends tattooed a penis on his forehead.
Smelly car.
And, yeah, there's so many stories. when Milton Romanowski came to town, it did lead to a bevy of stories. The first one being that his shoes were in Jim's car, and his shoes stunk. And Bentley's car stunk for a couple
days.
Which
is amazing, because Jim had so much crap in his car.
Oh, yeah.
I've met anybody who has
more crap in their car. How could you even isolate it to Milton's shoes?
Well, he probably had clean-smelling crap in his car. And
No, he just had a bunch of crap in his car. That's just how bad Milton's shoes were.
Smelly, but I love it.
Then there was the phone call when we talked to his dad to try and get his permission, because we found out Milton was 17, and his dad told us to F off, among other things, which is like, wait, your kid has a penis tattooed on his forehead from last night, and you don't want us to help him get it removed. No, fuck you. What? So then Greg got in touch with an attorney who said, well, if it's, you know, if it's medically considered to be in the best interests to do a medical procedure, it's not necessary. And he said, first of all, the tattoo would be illegal off the bat because he's under 18.
Oh, yeah.
And he was out of state.
And he was asleep, too, and they did it to him.
Yeah, he was pissed.
Non-consensual.
And it was a dick.
And it was a penis.
So he felt that Greg was not taking any legal risk whatsoever in helping to remove something the guy never wanted in the first place. So he took the train here. And the whole thing was so iffy.
Yes.
And he got here during the show. Jim picked him up. That's when the car was stunk up.
Yeah.
And he went to get lasered, and he really got a lot of it off because
it's pretty much gone now.
Yeah,
I'm looking at his Facebook page now,
yeah,
and I don't see one on him. So he's got a birthday coming up. That's good.
Oh.
He's still single. He's self-employed. Maybe he's on the Forbes 500 list.
Hey, you don't know. I mean, he was really going through some tough times for a while.
You can't see anything on there. See his forehead?
Do you remember when there was all that satanic?
He had a dent in his forehead.
There were a lot of satanic stuff on his website at one time.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's gone through some things, hasn't he?
I was frightened.
Probably his parents. I don't think he was raised right.
Yeah, I was very frightened when I went to his website.
It's like a pit bull.
He looks good. He looks
so
good now.
Is that his dad?
Where?
Well, this is a profile for him. I'm not sure.
That might be. Yeah, because he's a junior. Milton is a junior. Or the one we know and love.
That's the guy that yelled at me?
Yeah. Oh, now Milton has a new tattoo on his back. Pretty good. Pretty good choice.
What is it?
It's a skull smoking a joint with a hat with an ace of spades sitting in it.
What?
It's so bush league.
So he took a picture and said, it's the outline of my new tattoo. And then Katie Marie commented and said, that's a sexy tattoo. So she digs it.
Can you check her out?
Gladly. Let's see. Oh, she's cute.
That tattoo is terrible.
Oh, my God.
She's a former cashier.
Can you bring it up, Brandon?
Mart.
That's the tattoo?
No. It's that one, yep. Isn't that cool?
That's Milton's tattoo right there.
Isn't that cool? What are you guys laughing about?
I'd rather have the penis on my forehead than that somewhere else.
Oh, come on, man. I think it looks
pretty brother.
Wow.
So then successfully almost removes it, and it's like, okay, we can't do a laser for another 3 weeks. So just, you know, go back home, take the train home, and come back in 3 weeks. And the women in the office felt so bad for him because he's 17. He's got a dick tattooed on his forehead. And he's got an asshole for a dad.
He's got a sweet Steelers tat, too.
Oh.
His arm.
Okay. Oh, my God.
A little cliche, but anyway. So the ladies in Greg's office, he's always got lots of nice ladies in the office.
Nurturing people.
They actually pooled some money to pay for the train trip home and to pay for the train trip back and home again.
Oh.
So he didn't have to worry. And a hotel room that night.
Wow.
Because he had nowhere to stay. So what does Milton do? He blows the money.
Mm-hmm.
On who knows what, and never calls again. Besides, I don't mind having a faded penis. I got to go on a little spending spree.
Well, that's a dick move.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
And then he wouldn't take our call.
Yeah. I got a couple possible numbers if you wanted to give him a shot.
Oh, man.
I'm kind of scared of him.
I definitely don't want to talk
I'll call him. I'll call him.
Is he single?
Fun dude.
Yes, according to his Facebook page.
Huh. How old is Milton, do you know?
31.
31 now?
Really?
So it was 14 years ago. That sounds about right.
Yeah. I'm sure he's doing great.
Romo!
These are just total guesses here, but this is what he's listed at.
Could this be his dad, possibly?
Possibly.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Oh, heads right. A freak out. Paul Financial Hotline being used right now. Hello? Romo?
It's like he picked up and hung up.
Try him back.
God, what the fuck is that? Is he still hanging up on all 248 calls?
Phone hit hostility in that family.
Yeah, that didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it? Swap meet Sally, trim stamp cat, housewife to mom shell in the time it took to get that new tattoo. Tattoo, tattoo.
Nice lyrics.
Come on, Milton. It's not like he's at work.
He's self-employed. He probably is working. He's always working.
Should we try him?
You have reached 3-2.
What? These true colors that follow. That didn't sound like Romo, did it?
I'm not available to answer.
That's not Romo.
One of those guys who tells us our social security.
Sorry. That's what he was
listening to. Genius behind Romo.
You want to try his dad? Or do you have another number for Romo?
Let me just double check this number. I want to make sure it's the right area code. We're looking at New York, right?
Wait, wasn't he in Pennsylvania?
I think.
I don't know. All the ones for him say, including his Facebook page. Says
maybe he moved.
Oh,
you're right. Oh. Upstate. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Upstate. So I do got one more.
Cool. Hall Financial, by the way, drewandmike.hallfg.com if you want to save money on a refi.
So is this him or his dad?
I don't know. It's because it's listed both as junior and not junior. Nice.
This is their song.
They sing it together at karaoke.
It's not time.
Except Milton screams the son's part.
Take it easy. You're still young. That's your...
Oh, man.
I misdialed.
Okay.
Settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me. I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now. And I know that it's not easy to be calm.
It's a great song.
You got another number?
Why not?
Just try a few more so we can
try Justin Guarini while we're at it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
What the hell?
Let's see if it's Romo.
Barbara Bowen.
What? That could be Romo's babe.
Yeah, right. That's what she would sound like. We can all agree.
Likes older women.
That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
One final number.
Access denied.
Barbara.
Bowen.
Same old story.
Milton screaming it.
From the moment I was told, I was ordered to listen to you, asshole.
Fact, they've never finished a song at karaoke. They end up in a fight midway through.
Be awesome.
That would be.
Hello? Oh.
Milton. Romo?
Hello?
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 Oh, Milton. You there?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you.
Hey, Milton.
How you doing?
Is this Junior?
Who's this?
It's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. Remember us?
Oh, yeah?
You remember us?
Yeah, I think so.
You got the tattoo on your forehead when you were when your buddies were, I guess they were kind of pranking you when you were passed out?
No, I'm the father.
Mm.
Oh, you're the father. No kidding.
We were just reminiscing about the good times we had with Milton.
Yeah, we were reminiscing about the tattoo that he got lasered off and et cetera. How's Milton doing?
Doing fine.
And how about yourself?
Doing fine.
Good. Do you know how we can get in touch with Romo? We call him Romo, but you know how we can get in touch with Milton Jr.?
For what?
Oh, we just want to see how he's doing. We're doing updates on old stories from the show.
Find out about did he ever get a real tattoo anywhere?
You'd have to talk to him about that, but you guys don't know the whole story.
What is it?
What do you mean?
Oh. Well, wait. Well, now I'm more interested in that. What is the whole story?
The whole story was he was lying about it.
That
about what? The tattoo?
Part of it. What part of the story?
What was he lying?
Well, the people that got arrested, all the charges were dropped.
So they didn't stencil that on his forehead?
Oh, yes, they did. They did, but it was all a drunken mess.
Oh. Wow, that's unfortunate. I didn't know that part of the
story.
That's what
I tried to tell you guys to begin with at the time, to leave it alone, because there's a lot of things that were part of that story that weren't right.
Yeah, well, I apologize for that, because I remember you were kind of hot-headed at the moment, and I didn't know the whole story.
Yeah, so, well, that's what I was trying to tell you guys.
But can I just say this in my defense? Sure. When he did get here, there was a penis tattooed on his forehead.
Yes, there was.
Yeah, and we got...
Need to get
yes,
it
there
off.
Was. There was something that wasn't right, but it wasn't under the circumstances that he was saying.
Okay, but we did get it, you know, he did laser it off, and most
yes,
of it came
did
off.
Come off. It did come off, and luckily he had no ill effects from it.
Great.
And, you know, the other thing that wasn't right is when the doctor's office called me for permission, I said no. And then somebody called here trying to chew me out on why I did that.
Are you serious?
I did that for a specific reason.
Oh, because you wanted to learn a lesson?
No. Well, not so much learn a lesson.
You like the tattoo?
Well, because of, no. I had offers to bring him to places right around here.
Oh, okay.
He didn't have to go all the way out to Detroit.
Well, we didn't really know that much about it. We just knew somebody who could help him.
We just wanted to help.
It's expensive.
You guys didn't listen when I asked you to leave it alone. You guys didn't listen.
Well, I don't think you listened either, though, because we were talking to somebody who would take it off for free.
I understand that, and I also had those offers here.
To take it off for free?
Yes.
Well, it would have been nice if you communicated that.
All this was basically he went out there thinking that he was going to get dollar signs.
Well, okay. Can I finish the story? He, I think there was an effort to raise a little money to bring him back to get it. Lasered a second time because it was very light on his forehead, and they were trying to help him. And apparently,
I understand. I understand the point of trying to be helped. I understand that, and I didn't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is the way it was handled.
Okay. Well, we just had a different story from Milton. We didn't.
I know you did. So. That's why I was trying to tell you guys leave it alone, because what you were being told wasn't right.
Did he get grounded?
Did he get grounded?
Yeah, when he got home.
No, he never did come home because he was kicked out of the house by the courts to begin with.
Wow.
Whoa. I didn't know about that.
Did you guys...
Yes.
Courts grounded
him. That's why I was trying to tell you. There's a lot of things you don't know about this. So that's why I said leave it alone, and that's why I was pissed off about it at the time.
Well, it's all water over the bridge now, apparently. Hopefully Milton's doing... Yeah. He's doing okay, I hope.
He hasn't grown up yet, put it that way.
Oh,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Are you guys, is he going to be over for Thanksgiving and Christmas? Is that, or is it worse than that?
It's a possibility.
Okay.
Is it icy a little bit sometimes when you're together or still?
Pardon me?
Is it awkward sometimes when you're together or have you?
Sometimes it is because he still likes to drum to his own beat, hasn't gotten him anywhere in the past 15, 18 years. Oh.
Well,
have you ever thought of playing
that's what
him?
He still wants to do, and that's fine. That's his life.
You ever thought of playing him the Cat Stevens song "Father and Son"? Because it sounds. I mean, I'm not joking. It sounds. There's a good message in there about a relationship.
We have our own good times and bad times.
Oh. Well, I appreciate all this, and if we can broker anything, maybe be of any help. Let us know.
Okay, I appreciate the offer.
Yeah, because we'd love to talk to him. It was just kind of a funny
we'll
story,
leave it
but
alone.
It sounds like it's not that funny, maybe.
Well, no, it's not, because what he saw during this, in my opinion, what he saw was dollar signs.
Yeah.
He
was going to go out there and make all kinds of money for a story that was bogus.
I feel like we were taken for a ride.
And, yes, you were. Yes, you were.
Well, we had the best of intentions.
And so does... Mr.
To make the story, to end the story was, you know, what you guys were told wasn't right. There was two people that were put in jail for over 4 months for basically for nothing.
Wait, were they?
It should have been an assault because, yeah, they never should have tattooed them.
Were they in on this whole making money thing too? Like, was this a whole
plan? No, because they were in jail.
Oh, boy.
They were in jail. What happened here is our DA made it into a hate crime.
What?
Our DA here made it into a hate crime because he wanted to make a name for himself.
What an idiot.
I mean, it's not
a hate crime.
Not a hate crime, although it's not.
Well, because he was Polish. That's what they tried to do, was make it into a hate crime.
Wow.
And it got to the point where these two people that were in on this were going to the grand jury. I got called by the defense to ask if I would be a witness against my boy.
Oh.
And it's like, I know how much he lies and stretches truth and everything. I'm like, if I don't tell you yes, then I'm going to get subpoenaed. So I'm going to be there one way or the other.
Oof. Wow.
Well, so, I'll tell you, that's a heavy story.
That day, let me finish.
Yeah.
That day I went to court, and the DA looked at me and asked me, what are you doing here? What? Says, well, I was asked by the defense. Well, do you know what happened? Do you know what was there? I'm like, no, I wasn't there. But I know how much at that time my boy lies. So he pulled him into a room by himself, and 10 minutes later he came out and told me, we're not going to the grand jury today. He's going to show up in my office on Monday, and we're going to have a heart-to-heart on what's going on here. And I said, fine, make sure I'm included. He is still a minor. I was never included, but after that day, all charges against these other people were dropped. I think that there was an assault that was in there, but they were granted time served, and it was done and over with.
Wow.
So a week later, I went to the DA's office and said, why wasn't I included in this meeting with this minor?
Kind of a recurring theme.
Yeah. And he more or less told me it wasn't my business. And I said, bullshit, it was my business.
Good old
and guy. Are you going to put him on charges for perjury because he lied on a stand? He lied in judge's chambers. He lied on the witness stand. And the DA said no. And I told him right there, you're worthless. You're trying to save your own face because you made this into a circus.
Do you still live in the same town?
No, he's not living in Norwich right now.
No, but you, I mean, with all of that.
Yeah, with that DA.
Animosity and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's some pretty heavy stuff. But he moved to upstate New York, is it?
We are in upstate New York.
Oh you are. Okay.
Norwich is upstate New York.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
he's living in Johnson City right now.
Okay. Oh, Tennessee.
No, Johnson City, New York.
No, there's only one.
Jeez.
There's only one Johnson City, Drew.
Well, I appreciate the information in the story. It's just still a whole lot heavier than I ever imagined.
Finally, some closure after all these years.
I'm sorry, but at that time, yes, I did seem hot-headed because I was trying to tell you guys, leave it alone. There's things you don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know all this about testifying for the defense and, you know, the perjury thing. It's just
fake.
a lot of crap in one small area. But thanks so much for talking to us and explaining the story.
Hope you're well.
You can start over fresh.
Like I said, it's over and done with. It's been quite a few years, and hopefully he learned something from it. But I learned something from it, too.
And we did, too.
Right. So.
Well, thank you, Mr. Romanowski. We sure appreciate your time.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was heavy. Oh, my God. Whoa.
He's separated at birth with someone.
Thank you for that.
As if Dr. Phil was crossed
with... the southern accent.
It's crossed with Larry from the Carl Monday Mike Cooper story. That freaked me out.
He does sound a little like Carl Monday, doesn't he?
A little bit, yeah. But his demeanor reminded me of Larry, the dad. Like he was going to rip the mic flag and throw it. I was scared.
Something's going on and somebody's not telling me something.
Oh, my God. I'm still freaking out.
He's so ultra serious, man.
I know. And he remembers everything.
You know, he acted like he didn't at first, though, you know?
I made the mistake of using the term hothead, and that just, he almost blew up.
He almost
exploded.
That's his trigger word, Drew.
He came back to the term hothead. But he didn't admit he was a hothead, because he was.
And well done, Brandon, on getting a number.
Oh, you know what?
It only took about 18 tries.
I used every single number that he was listed, and the last one worked, so good thing I didn't give up.
Well, that was Johnson City. Does that help us find Milton Jr.?
Possibly.
What could he be into that his dad is still mad at?
Are we trying to rebuild the relationship? Because we were lied to.
Still doesn't make sense. What kind of money does he think he's
Mark, what was that forehead you zoomed in on, or Brandon did?
That was the original tattoo.
That's the original tattoo.
Yeah, I suck.
Okay,
I suck big dick, and then there's a penis in between.
I think my favorite part of that tattoo is someone, you know, did it, and they went, no, man, you forgot to put big in front of dick, so they have
grammatical
arrow pointing to big. Like, big is supposed to be in here. Someone proofread it.
It wasn't enough to say, I suck dick.
Yeah, they corrected it.
Only big dick.
I mean, okay, for our defense, he still has the tattoo. I don't care how it got there. It's there, and he didn't want it.
I also would like to critique one thing about Mr. Romanowski is that he said, I had offers to get that done for free here as well. The same morning? Yeah. The same morning? Yeah. We called that morning. How could he already have offers? Milton didn't know about it.
There's no way.
Well, although, I don't know, maybe it'd been a couple days. I guess it's possible.
I'm not gonna argue believe Mr. that Romanowski. He had dollar signs in his eyes.
I do believe that. That's
what are the what, but
I was looking at Milton Jr.'s Facebook and his likes. There's some really funny likes on here. The guy is into butts big time because he's a fan of Yeah That Ass Facebook page.
Well, I can't argue with that.
The Baconers, he likes bacon apparently. There's another ass one. Booty is Life, he likes that one.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon.
He's a fan of Ed Bassmaster. Starting to like this guy. But
he
I would agree.
Like Ed Bassmaster?
I would agree with his father's assertion that maybe he still needs to grow up a little bit.
Would you look at that?
His Facebook page, like 5 years ago. Yeah. 3 years ago was scary.
He likes a lot of these models too, the very busty models that he follows, which is fine.
It's okay.
But on Facebook.
I get it.
What else? There's another butt one. Tattoo model search. He likes that. Another girl's butt.
I wonder what.
Svedka vodka.
Sarah Jean Underwood.
I wonder what. In what way Milton is not moving forward in an adult manner that's bothering his dad so much. I feel sorry for him. That sucks.
For his dad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And it sounds like it's on his mind a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
His dad seems like he's a good
kind of eats away at him a little, maybe.
Well, he's, you know, I can understand. He's angry.
Yeah.
How could you not be?
Son's a loser, and you want him to shape it up.
Well, he wasn't an idiot.
Yeah, he's not.
I mean, I wasn't around him a lot, but
he's not terrible Milton? Looking.
Yeah, Milton was okay. He was all right. He was a kind of a schemer. I don't want to do anything.
Good, thanks.
Sounds like he fooled you.
His feet stunk.
I never heard of a hate crime, though, in that context.
No.
Like, I thought it would be a hate crime towards homosexuals or something, but.
Yeah.
He's
but
Polish.
He said it was Polish.
That story is so weird. I mean, he absolutely remembered every bit of the story,
yeah, wow.
Including our end, which I didn't think he would.
Should we call after Thanksgiving and Christmas to see if
he
came over?
Oh boy.
I think we need to talk to Junior. I mean, he can't.
I don't want to be taken for a ride again.
I know. Junior can't be mad at us.
I don't know. It's funny if you Google Milton's name, it's The Drew and Mike Show, The Drew and Mike Show, Facebook, The Drew and Mike Show. Like, pretty tied into Milton.
So whenever he Googles his own name, that's what pops up.
We're linked
up.
For life.
Yeah.
What else is on his... is there any other imprint?
No, you can't tell at all, no.
Is he on Instagram?
Not that I could find. I saw a MySpace page and a Facebook page.
Wow, did you know that this made the paper in upstate New York? It looks like.
Yeah, I think that's how we found out.
No, I mean, after getting it removed.
Oh, Dr. Roche?
Yeah, suburban Detroit plastic surgeon Gregory Roche. He spent about 10 minutes this week lasering away 5 letters.
Sweet.
Of a 13-letter message about male genitalia in 17-year-old Milton Romanowski's face. The way it works is the laser sees different colors, targets the ink, smashes it up, and the blood takes it to the liver with a body and get rid of it.
Yeah!
Runs the Bloomfield Hills Cosmetic Laser Surgery Center said Thursday. They put it on with a homemade gun, so the ink wasn't as deep as it usually is and is easy to remove. He actually had already removed one letter with an eraser. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, this one, the D.
Oh, that's right.
He did get rid of the D.
It says, I suck big ick.
Listen to this.
But you can kind of see the D.
This is BS. Roshan Romanowski met after a Detroit area radio show.
What?
Heard the story and matched them up. The teenager who quit school in the ninth grade.
Oh, boy.
And normally has a job wrapping computer paper, borrowed $96 to get from Detroit, from Norwich, and up of New York. The Detroit Fire Department picked him up at the bus depot and took him to the RIF station.
What?
Oh.
Jim works for the fire department?
Wait. What? Fire department?
The Detroit Fire Department picked him up at the bus depot Monday and took him to the suburban RIF station.
Well, fire department would only pick him up if his penis was glued to himself. Not for a tattoo.
Sounds like a whopper.
Where do they get those rando facts?
Did Jim
facts?
Lie to us? Did Jim have the fire department pick him up and he just made the shoe-smelling story
I don't
up?
Think so. No.
No fire department doesn't taxi people places.
That's weird. He testified in a court hearing that Kenneth, you know, two other people, restrained him in a chair. They used a tattoo gun to mark his forehead with a four-word sentence.
I thought he was sleeping.
Yeah.
I really wanted to know what Milton
Romanowski
doing.
Told police that the one guy was mad because he thought Roma was trying to steal his girlfriend. He testified that they were laughing hysterically as they applied the tattoo. Well, yeah, I mean, of course they would be. So that's pretty much
that's
it.
Some pretty, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah. Put your best face and body forward.
Yeah. Dr. Gregory Roche. That's a pretty rough crowd Milt was hanging out with. But I kind of want to know what his work history was, like what he's doing now.
He's self-employed.
But his dad was so heavy, I couldn't bear any more lectures.
You guys didn't listen to me.
I know.
Wow.
I think he said that more than once.
That might be what Romanowski Jr. feels like.
Well, we're focused on getting the tattoo off.
Yeah.
Doing our good work.
Romo.
Oh, boy. No luck on Johnson City, Brandon?
No, those were the same numbers that I called originally. So, unfortunately...
How can this guy have no footprint whatsoever?
Well, he's just that elusive.
Well, I don't know.
He's got a big footprint on Facebook.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to go on his Facebook page.
I'm texting Jim right now.
Yeah, he just texted.
To find out about this fire department thing.
Ooh.
Milton Roman. No.
Let's just all say what we're
Romo.
Searching.
Junior.
Online.
Romo.
Oh, he's friends with Jim.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
They're still buddies. They're besties. Yeah.
They were still buddies.
They bonded. You don't have a tattoo.
Well, that Steelers tattoo is pretty wild. I think I might want to get that. Twinkle, twiddle, twinkle. What? Look what he posted July 25th. Twinkle, twinkle, little whore, close your legs. You're not a door. You're going to catch an STD. You're only wanted because you're free. Twinkle, twinkle, little whore, you're cheaper than the dollar store. And there's a big bear.
Oh, that's Ted.
Teddy bear.
From the movies, Ted.
Oh, I see.
By the way, he has two Facebook pages, in case you didn't know.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
Do you suppose that's an original composition of his?
He's got a two-year friend anniversary with this girl.
Oh,
where'd I go?
Nice.
Look.
Ah, so nice.
What an adorable celebration they had.
She sounds hot.
Jim said that his old Facebook was hacked and that he has to be Jim's friend again on the new one. That
what?
Is, they're tight.
What?
They're tight.
Oh, my God. What are these posts? They're ridiculous.
Yeah. Ask to be his friend, Drew. Maybe he'll friend you, and then you can read all of them, because I think most of his posts you can't read.
May 5th, he posted, I'm A, single, B, taken, or C, kind of retarded, not going to lie. And C is the selection.
Wow. Thank God he's self-employed.
But he's got to be canceled because he used the word retarded.
Oh. Wow, I can't get canceled before we... talk to him. I mean,
I kind of want to know what this self-employment's all about. What kind of a business has he started?
He's on disability.
Hey, he's got a cute girl as a friend.
Oh, no, he knows a lot of cute girls. He's got a lot of pictures of the cute girls.
Wait, this one girl's name is Puddles Moonshine?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Hey, Ashley.
Hey. That's a great name.
Emina?
And what?
He's got friends with weird names.
Enema. Gross.
That's her name. E-M-I-N-A. Emina.
Why would you name your kid that?
Enema.
So close to enema.
Speaking of relationships, because this is one I really do worry about, Janelle Evans is apparently divorcing David Eason, shot and killed the family dog.
Very sad.
She's not divorcing him because he shot her dog. She apparently has no career as long as she's attached to him.
Well, did you see what happened with her makeup brand or whatever?
No.
What a bum it is. Oh, I got to find that story. It's really funny.
I'm going to get a big dopamine surge from this story. It's going to make me feel so good.
First of all, I don't think she ever registered it with the state, so the state's kind of pissed off at her.
Oh.
It's probably toxic.
But there's a great story. No.
Knowing her.
Is it homemade? Did she and David come up with it?
I got to find it.
Well, they're survivalists, you know.
Are they? Are they really?
Kind of, yeah.
Consider themselves
lots
survivors?
Of guns. They like to shoot guns in the backyard. You know, those kind of people.
But
I mean, not the kind of people
that
do it responsibly.
What other ways are they
survivalists? Not many other ways. No, they survive nicely off teen mom money. That's the kind of survivalist they really are. And honestly, you know, that's one of the most nauseating things about that stupid show. And I don't even watch it anymore, but they're paying those girls a lot of money to shoot that stupid show, and it's like they don't even work. Most of them don't do anything outside of that dumb show. Ugh. And she was driving. Last time I saw Janelle in some store, she was in her Escalade.
Oh boy!
Oh my God! But I think that might be over.
Here's the story.
Although she is an influencer, I'm sorry, she has hundreds of thousands of followers.
I think that's going to end too. She was dropped by an eyebrow kit manufacturer amid bad makeup reviews with a termination letter. XJ Beauty sent Janelle a termination letter on September 19th, according to a source. They said XJ Beauty will no longer be involved or work with JE Cosmetics and Janelle Evans. 3,000 eyebrow kits were manufactured. How many do you think were sold?
I'm going to say 200.
200. Anybody else want to guess?
Close to 1,000.
Close to 1,000. 150 were sold despite Janelle's 2.9 million followers on Instagram and 41,700 followers on JE Cosmetics Instagram.
2.9 million?
All of the inventory will be sent to her by October 19th, the insider continues. So it's just in her basement.
Maybe we can put them in Elric's basement along with his extra copies of his Tommy book. Tommy Sutra?
I think they're in Morasso's basement now.
Could we possibly unite those two products and sell more of them?
If you want to go into business with her. The speculation started when Reddit user posted an email from a member of XJ Beauty team claiming they knew the brother. Janelle responded to the rumors by posting on her Instagram story, "Due to the issues with the other company we were working with, we have decided to cut ties. We are sorry for anyone not happy with their kits. We will be doing meet and greet giveaways for the kits while coming up with new products." Just so she can get rid of them.
Yeah. Who's going to show up for a meet and greet, you dope?
Then she wrote on her Instagram, to self, do everything on your own. Be your own boss. Ugh.
Wow.
You mean like you always have been?
They were available for purchase online for $40, these makeup kits, but they got terrible reviews.
Let me see. What does it include?
In one Twitter review, a user said, "The brow pencil completely snapped off within a minute of using it. No matter how short I made it, it would just snap off. There was 1 inch of product in it to begin with. Now there is none. Complete waste." Why is it so funny? "I will not be buying Janelle's brow kit because it only comes in one color. None of them are dark enough for my brows."
No, it's so funny because why would anyone buy a product from this? She's a moron.
You wouldn't.
Because she got knocked up when she was 15, you should buy makeup from her. Really?
Two users of the product had also claimed to come forward on social media claiming small pieces of what appeared to be hair were found in the wax.
Oh! Ugh. That'll be David Eason's. Gross.
His beard hair.
Ew.
Yeah. So, and then she, it wasn't registered. So she registered the company with the state months after it launched. So now she's in trouble.
I think there's really one burning question as far as she goes, because it's over.
Oh, she's
not
cooked.
On TV. She's not getting back on TV. She burned all the bridges. They hate her. She hates. They were mean to her, of course. She's married to a guy that shot a dog. She defended him. She defended him for abusing kids. She's a complete moron. And I cannot believe even 150 people bought her stupid makeup.
Do her and David have a kid together, right?
Yes, they have a kid together.
You're the judge. Who does that kid get to live with?
Oh, man.
Her.
Not even close, in my opinion. Her mom, yeah, her mom.
Well, that says something.
I think there's really one burning question left about her, and that is, will she do porn? Because that is, she will, I think, do almost anything to make money.
I don't know. She's been putting on weight.
Yeah, but she got those, you know, she got new boobs, and occasionally she takes those sexy photos. I think that it's not out of the possibility that she would pull a Farrah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'd just be backdoor teen mom too.
Yeah.
I mean, she could
probably fatten her paycheck for a couple of years. And then they'd want
to. Is Backdoor Teen Mom 2 a TV show?
Yeah, you want to see it? Pull it up. Play the Crystal Porn Alert.
I mean, it's on TV.
By the way, does it seem like Farrah is disappearing?
Oh, there's a great story about Farrah.
When's the last time you heard about Farrah?
I'm going to find this story, too, because this one was really fun. About her disappearing. I gotta find it though.
She's the most combative, difficult human being possibly ever.
She's been hanging out with some really annoying person too. I can't remember who.
They're in Disneyland right now. Yay.
I was just getting pissed that TMZ and people kept putting they're keeping her alive.
I know. Now they're doing it with other people.
Yeah. Well, they move on eventually. They like idiots for about 3 years and then they just kind of cut ties and find new idiots.
Yeah.
Like Bad Baby is a big fave right now.
Oh, Sophia just got an iPhone.
She's making her own money right now.
Yeah, I think Bad Baby's got
a
ways to go.
It's me, Sophia Abraham. I hope you have an amazing birthday coming up soon. And I hope
she's on Cameo.
She's on Cameo.
I'm not quite sure who that is.
Farrah's brat is on Cameo.
$70 and people are buying them.
I hear that you can sing the song Shoop by Salt and Pepper really well. You know, as a little suggestion for
she needs her own spending money.
Go on a voice audition, and you know, you never know. Yeah. You may win.
Brandon, how many does she have? Don't play anymore.
She only has two.
Oh. Well.
But that's $140 in her pocket.
Well, for the rest of her life. Is Farrah on Cameo?
Must
be.
She might have been one of the early ones.
Yeah, she was one of the first. Remember, she did a personalized.
Yeah, she did one
for
me.
Oh, yeah, of course, Mags and Layla.
Yeah, she did Mags. She did one for Mags and Layla, and she did one for me. She gave me parental advice when Madeline was born.
Oh, that's right.
Can we see how many she's doing?
I think it's a lot.
I know I'm going to throw up, but
look at this. It's just
my God.
Just dozens and a lot. And she charges $100.
We got her for $5.
We did, didn't we?
Very proud of that purchase.
Yeah, she looks cute with glasses on.
Oh,
she's
all yours. You see?
I don't want her.
I mean, she is really good at sex. I will give her that.
Yeah, she's a pro on that swing.
Yeah. And in the butt.
Yeah, she does take it on the butt. That's why she's... Oh, by the way, yes, you're correct. Backdoor Teen Mom 2 is actually the second. There was two.
Yeah.
So this would... The one
so
with Janelle...
Good the first one did.
...would have to be Backdoor Teen Mom 3.
Are they still gigantic on Pornhub?
Yes, I mean, there's so many views.
If she keeps failing at business, which she's... Haven't all her businesses failed?
Yeah, pretty much.
Furniture store?
No, that was Sophia's furniture store. I don't think that did very well either.
The Froyo.
No. I think she'll be doing porn until she's 50.
Ah. Oh, easily, yeah. She'll be GILF porn. Right?
Yeah, and then she'll get Sophia into it.
Oh,
that won't work out so well.
She's always looking for the next thing.
As soon as Sophia has a kid, she'll be looking forward to her porn career so she can be her agent.
God. Oh, Lord, you're right. That's what's sad. I think you're right.
I think I know what the next big thing is.
I hate saying
it's in my pants.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Well, I'm pumped.
It's been confirmed.
It's a slow news day.
It's been confirmed that the Detroit Fire Department did pick up Milton Romanowski.
What?
Jim said they did. I fucking drove down there only to find he got in the car with someone else.
Oh, that's right.
Even though he was supposed to wait for me. Then I drove him to Roche's office and the Shorty Hotel on Woodward. What would that mean?
That's where he stayed at a really cheap place. They gave him pretty good money and he stayed at a cheap place.
And then he sent a screen capture of a Facebook message he sent. Milton, what's up, buddy? How are things going? Can we ever give you a call? Live the time when you came to Detroit? And is the tattoo still visible? When I drove him to Roche's to pick up cash for his hotel, I Then I drove him to the hotel. I feel like a limo driver for the poorest man in America.
Did he respond to Jim's Facebook post?
Not yet. He'll let us know.
Oh, he just posted it. Okay.
It's really funny. I got to have him send me those pictures, too.
All right.
Can you send the OJ picture? Oh. All right, carry on.
Top 10 dead celebrities, wealth.
Yeah. Yes.
Making money.
Making money.
You brought up Treviso.
Here's the list.
Yeah.
All right. Who do you think would be number one? It seems so obvious to me. It
really does.
And Michael Jackson, of course. I know.
By the way,
I don't have the full list, though, Trudy. Do you have the full list of how much they made?
When President Trump was handing out candy, when he put the candy on the Minion's head, which was hilarious, by the way. I would have done the same thing, so I guess Trump and I are similar.
What? Well, where was he supposed to put it?
He had a,
the
he
kid
had a,
had a bag. Oh, he did, okay. Yeah.
But it's way better to put it on his head, so I thought, good move. But
when it fell off.
When they introduced him, you know, they're behind the doors, and they have the military in front, and they started playing the Addams Family. This orchestra, and the doors open like on cue as soon as they're like, they're creepy and they're kooky. It looked really funny. But the next song was Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, cancel
the government for using Michael Jackson's music.
So Jackson made $60 million.
Yeah. Take number one, but how and why? What is he making money off of this year?
I know he's probably licensing music for a lot of stuff.
Really?
A lot of big projects. I don't know. Yeah. What are the rest of the top 10?
Elvis is second at
Elvis
39
is still
million.
Still second.
Yeah.
Wow.
Elvis hangs on.
That's amazing, too, because his music's really not licensed to anything, is it?
Not really.
Maybe. There was a documentary on HBO, but.
Oh, that's right.
It was good, too.
But did that make that much money?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. Charles Schultz is third.
The penis guy.
Because
he wrote about penis.
38 million, and it's because of the MetLife. He entered into an agreement with MetLife so that.
Why is MetLife still paying for the Peanuts characters?
I don't know.
Haven't they overpaid?
Yeah, Arnold Palmer comes in fourth with 30. Bob Marley is fifth.
It's all those posters. 20
million. And I can't understand.
It's every poster in every dorm.
Poster in every dorm.
And all those young stoners. Or finding Bob Marley, I bet.
He does have like a couple of, didn't he have a drink business? There was sort of Bob Marley based beverage company.
You think that'd be a money loser?
I think everybody, you know, thought they'd get high if they drank it.
I think you're right. I know what you're talking about now.
Dr. Seuss, $19 million. John Lennon, $14
million. He only made $14
million? Yeah, he's got to pick up his game.
Come on, Yoko. What are you doing?
You want him to sell out?
Well, honestly,
you want her to make all the money?
I'm surprised he's that low. Because first of all, she does sell. I mean, he's got clothes, he's got shirts, he's got ties.
Green light idea. He needs a line of glasses. John Lennon signature glasses.
How could there not
be the most iconic thing?
Glasses. Yeah. But their music is also now being licensed more, and it's streaming. And
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Marilyn. Eighth, she needs to hustle a lot more.
Marilyn Monroe is eighth?
Eighth, 13 million.
What?
And then Prince down below her at 12. Prince just died. You know, he should be rolling in dough.
Where's Tom Petty?
Yeah, Tom Petty's not on the list.
His music, get streamed all hell?
Oh, sure.
Tom Petty?
Yeah, it did at first, of course, when he died. So that probably was, how many years?
It's only been two years. October 1st or 2nd, I think.
Yeah, so Tom probably dipped down.
Streaming.
And then next on the list, 10th, is Nipsey Hussle at 11 million.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle. Actually,
how about
dying,
that?
Dying was the best thing he could have done, as well as XXXTentacion.
He's right after him, too.
10 million.
10 million, yeah. Yeah.
What would Tom Petty's biggest streaming song be?
Free Fallin'.
Okay, Tom.
American Girl, Free Fallin'.
Yeah,
I think you're right, Free Fallin'. That was a big hit.
And Whitney at 9.5. Whitney, by the way, her marketing thing, they should do olive oil for the bath. Too soon.
Oh, Free Falling, by the way, 64 million views.
Wow.
See, I would think he'd have more than that. I think he'd have a lot.
Still a lot.
And George Harrison.
Yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot. George Harrison is what?
Except the last, he's at 9 million.
Huh.
He's 10th?
Yeah.
Did you know that Whitney Houston's debut LP, like, called Simply Whitney Houston?
Petty's 19?
Had four singles on it.
Crap. You know, he's got a lot of recent music, too. That's why, well, I guess the newer music doesn't do as much as the 80s and 90s. But the Free Falling video has Gator, that Mark Rogowski guy, who murdered the girl that was like the alter ego of his girlfriend.
Right.
Jessica, I can't think of her last name. Anyway, he and Brandy McClain, the girl he wanted to murder, are in the Free Falling video.
Brandy.
That's how big this guy was at that time.
Brandy just went on to live her best life, knowing that he killed her friend because...
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
And she looks good.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, I think she's 48, 49. She looked really good.
Wouldn't you be haunted by that?
Eh, nothing she could
That was a...
What can she do?
I guess so.
Well, it was her best friend. I mean, it was... I know. What are you going to do? Exactly. You move on. But, wow. I mean, what a horrible.
Her fault.
That was a crazy thing. And I kept deep diving on that story. I just, between that and the guy with the highlights, that was the other big dopamine rush I got when I saw the picture of him without highlights in court.
Oh, Eric Belchler?
Yeah, Bachelor? Eric Beckler.
Beckler.
But it's just, my favorite murder has... The Rogowski story, the podcast.
Oh, that highlight, though.
There's such a...
That fucking highlight, though.
Have you heard My Favorite Murder?
No.
It's two chicks. They're pretty cute, actually. They're funny. They do a nice job.
Yeah.
That's a popular one.
They putz around for about... Yeah, it's very popular.
Didn't they just come to town here?
Yeah, I bet you they did, because they do live shows all over the place, and I guess they sell out.
Huh. Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
Anyway, they did they putz around for about 20, 25 minutes, and then they get into the crime.
Yeah.
So they're it's almost like a show. It's kind of a show. Yeah, they're very likable, I thought. And although I'm not sure their research is all that deep.
Research.
There's a lot of analysis.
That's good.
It's fun. I've always thought, when it comes to true crime, women notice a lot of stuff that I don't notice.
Yeah.
They just, you know, women think differently. Yeah. I probably know stuff they don't know. But anyway, no, I found their analysis interesting. And the part that I kind of missed.
It's good they don't do enough research, because we like irresponsible speculation.
Yeah, I do too.
Wait, what? They don't do enough research?
Well, no. I think they do.
That's not their thing, though. Aren't they just reacting to?
Yeah, that's why it's good.
Well, it's kind of, I'll tell you why I thought they didn't do much research, because the one that's leading the conversation, was it the one with Gator? Yeah, I think it was. Where the second story was about Mark Becerra and the other female, who is, Carrie and, I can't remember. Anyway, she said, I don't remember that one. I mean, she's very honest about it. She goes, well, just keep listening as I get into it. You'll probably remember it. The Jane Bashar murder.
That's cool. That makes
so
sense.
It was clear that one of them wasn't doing a lot of research. But the other one, I think, does. So anyway, the point she made, which I thought was really good, was that all those skaters were sort of latchkey kids in the 80s, when that was so commonplace in the 70s and 80s, when divorce became so big and nobody knew what the fuck to do.
And everybody had to work in the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody had to work.
Jobs.
And kids weren't the, you know, kids weren't the focus of the world all the time. So kids were latchkey. And he had no father in his life. So... You know, he gravitated towards this thing, skating, that was new, and he was the forerunner, and he got all these endorsements when he's 14, and he's flying to Japan to sign autographs, and he's just, money is just rolling in for this guy. And much like guys that chose to deal crack or drugs or heroin, you know, you're making this giant money, and you're going, why the fuck would I go to school?
Yeah.
Well, am I going to do some stupid-ass job?
The seventh, what's the?
7 Mile Bloods.
7 Mile Bloods.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much money they make, but, you know, a lot of these people that deal drugs, they have the same mindset. And he, you know, he was skating, wasn't breaking the law, although every time he did break the law, it helped his image. It was cool. Mm. So, he punched a cop. Oh, that's great. You know, what a rebel. And these girls, and one of the girls on My Favorite Murder said she used to kind of hang out with skaters. Because in California, of course, chicks just thought they were the coolest, most rebellious.
Yeah.
You know, they're the e-athletes, the new kind of athletes.
Yeah. I'm a convict. I'm an outlaw. I'm a rebel. I'm not a Sunday school teacher.
And because he was, well, narcissistic, sociopathic, obviously, and bipolar, he had these incredible highs.
Great trifecta.
Yeah. It was perfect. It actually, you know, it added to the whole idea that the skater should be this rebel guy. It was like his mental issues sort of helped him in his career.
Take risks.
Until
wacko, psycho, cray cray.
Until, as Brandon pointed out, the vertical skating thing, you know, which is the
vert.
Come on, half, vert.
Half okay, boomer.
Yeah, the half pipe.
Because street overtook.
Yeah, street overtook that, and he was having a hard time learning street, which cracked me up because they said, you know, he was throwing his skateboard all the time. He's so angry. But the really ironic thing is that he loses it. He has this terrible accident in Germany. He falls off a hotel. He's trying to climb a hotel to get to a room on the second floor, and he falls, impales himself on a fence.
Oh, nice. And through what?
I don't know.
Did it go in his butt?
I'm not sure. He wasn't completely impaled, but, you know, I think he had to have some surgery on his face, and, you know, it was a bad deal. But anyway, he came out of that born again.
Oh.
And he throws himself into anything. He just throws it completely into it. So, you know, all of a sudden he couldn't have sex, and Brandy left him, and then everything went south. But
I'm not a crazy man.
It was just odd to think that, you know, all these things that were wrong with him, his narcissism and his bipolar.
Did he fall out while skating?
No, but he took huge risks.
I didn't know if anybody was.
Yeah, he did. He did fall. He
probably has CTE.
Maybe.
No, he knocked a few teeth out and stuff like that. But he was a good athlete and he was great at what he did. He was the best. But again, the ironic part was that the vert skating came back. And Tony Hawk, who also went slightly out of fashion like he did, Tony Hawk became gigantic, and he probably would have too.
He's a good businessman, though, Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's really good.
And that video game just put him into another stratosphere.
Oh, that's right.
Tony Hawk's pro skater. But when
that kind of skating, you know, the half pipe got big again, he was the best. He was a vert guy!
I've never
vert
heard of
him. Came back! You heard of Tony Hawk?
Tony Hawk I've heard of, but not your true crime.
Gator? Gator!
I've heard of Gator before.
Tony Hawk made the park in Ferndale.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Drew, you were just kind of on TV.
Yeah, you were on TV.
What?
We don't have the whole footage because I got to it too late.
So right at the 4 o'clock, right at the 4 o'clock news, they did a piece on the nasty weather that's in, you know, coming up for trick-or-treaters and stuff. And they were on Tilson Street in Romeo. Mm. Tilson Street, every single house goes all out. And it's a big attraction. And right on Tilson Street, and a lot of people have sent us the photo, there's a graveyard in somebody's front yard, and there's Drew Blows.
Ah.
And so the reporter was standing right in front of the right in front of it. So.
Drew Blows. Paul Tupman. We'll stay right in front of Drew Blows.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Drew Blows. Yeah. That's cool.
She has no idea?
She did that on purpose.
Wow, that's a lot of decoration. People go crazy with Halloween.
I say you're right in front of the outhouse.
A block away from you. Have you seen that light show?
Yes.
Jeez.
What?
Tilson Street's crazy, though.
Yeah.
Light show where?
I think you have to decorate.
Up the streets?
Well, actually, at night, if you look up and down the street at night, you'll see lights at a bunch of houses.
Right.
It's crazy.
How spooky.
Hey, the Forbes article about the dead celebrities, I got to the point where it posted all the reasons why.
Oh, okay.
And it shows that Michael earned $2.1 billion, up $1.8 billion from a year ago. So he's, like, really substantially gaining more. And it's from MyJack Music, his catalog.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So is that people streaming it?
What Las Vegas show do they have centered around Michael Jackson?
Oh, wait. I think of one of every $3 goes to that stupid Paris Jackson.
Ah! And Elvis is because of Graceland, Charlie Schultz because of MetLife, Arnold Palmer because he has those dumb drinks.
Yeah.
Dumb?
The best, Trudy.
They're actually really good.
Marley because of marijuana products named after him. And it says of Lennon because of Abbey Road's 50th anniversary. That's why he upticked.
But I would think his music streams fairly well. His own music does. And the Beatles had a lot of projects.
Says it they boosted lie. The Beatles across streaming and digital, moving 2.2 million U.S. Album equivalents. It's not an album anyway. It's an what album equivalent.
Totally false.
Right. It's an album equivalent, meaning you get like 1/6 the money that you used to get, I think. Yeah, streaming is really not a big deal.
But this is it's a funny article, though, when it talks about all these dead, and they have like they've drawn angel wings on them all. And
yeah, it's weird. I'm looking at Tom Petty songs like American Girl. 1.6 million? That's all the streams it has? But do we talk about the classic rock streaming the other day, or was that off the air? I was telling you about Wonderwall.
Yeah, it was off the air.
Yeah, Wonderwall is closing in on 1 billion streams.
It's a great song. Oh.
And it is a great song. And they were talking about a lot of classic rock songs that somehow catch a wave, like they're in a movie or...
Oh, right.
Yeah, they just
become hits in their own weird way, even though they're 30 years old. And they were saying that a lot of the current songs, like, you know, I don't know who'd be a good example, maybe Gangnam Style or Bieber or somebody. I mean, it'll do a gazillion streams, and then it just goes... Whoosh,
done.
It's done. Spent. It's over. And whereas some of these old songs develop a new life with, and the author of the story's suggestion was that he doesn't think a lot of the current songs that get all these streams are ever going to get streams again.
Now,
we can only guess at that, but that was his opinion. I would tend to agree.
I agree.
Really? I don't know. These songs are fun to listen to again.
I can see this in a movie.
I don't know. It could get a new life.
I can see this being in a dumb movie. Gangnam Style. Probably ironically, though.
Evan's daughter loves this.
Oh, really?
She will watch this video for hours.
Does she listen to the Kidz Bop version?
I don't know.
Kidz Bop is the worst thing ever.
This song is right up there.
She sing along with it?
No, she just kind of bobs her head and she gets excited.
I think Annie made us replay the same Muse song about 50 times in a row today.
It's right up there with Baby Shark.
Oh, boy.
With Brooke.
Man. He's got to start playing real music for her.
He's playing music for her.
Okay, good.
I don't think he's gotten her into ELO yet. Tell her about Maddie's ELO love.
She loves it.
Is it still number one with her, the live version of Telephone Line?
So I have a pretty short drive to the daycare, and in the morning, I got it perfectly timed. If I start Telephone Line right when we leave my house, it ends right when we get to daycare.
Oh,
so
cool.
We listen to it on the way to daycare.
And she just still digs it?
She, you know what? She doesn't.
It's time to move on from music really quickly.
She doesn't like seem to be replay bopping things. Around to it like she used to.
Oh, so you do burn out even at that age. Oh, that's kind of scientific.
No, they don't. They don't burn out.
They don't burn out at all.
I have to listen to This Is Halloween 3 times on the way to school, and that's for a 5-year-old.
She's liking Baby Shark more and more.
Wait, okay.
What?
I'll ask Trudy.
What?
Oh, Mark would know. When you were a kid, did you control the radio in your parents' car?
Oh, God, no.
No.
I didn't
Hell
either.
No.
Like, it's funny, though, Brandon said that, and I hear people say, oh, yeah, I'm so sick of this. You know, had to listen to the car 50 times. Like, why? Why would a 7-year-old control the radio?
Yeah, I know. Good question.
But
they can't
just
do it themselves.
The way it is.
Oh, I'll answer that in that if it's a longer drive, they're not controlling the radio. But a drive to school is 8 minutes, so what do I care?
You're indulging her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be that way.
I get it. Yeah,
I want her to be happy on her way to
put
school.
Put your kid in a pedestal. Go ahead.
Madeline only gets the route to
daycare. Give her equal rights. That's fine.
She's perfect.
She's responsible enough to control the radio.
Well, it's really funny because today on the way there, she's being kind of crabby. I think she was tired, and I was just listening to the radio, so I think it was Metallica or whatever was on. And then finally, we're like really close to school. She goes, weren't you going to play This Is Halloween? You haven't played it yet.
Oh.
I felt bad. I'm like, all right, I'll put it on. I think she didn't like Metallica.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I should figure out, why did our parents never feel bad? They never felt bad. There was they weren't listening to your shit.
No, we had to listen to the AM station.
Oh, yeah.
It was a terrible signal. And
we used to laugh that my dad's favorite station was Static, because he was always listening to some shitty AM station that never came in.
And then sometimes my dad would find like radio stations that played like old radio shows.
Oh.
So they were like, you know, the Shadow Knows, you know, and he'd like, listen to this. This is cool.
Wow. Like, where could you hear that on radio? You know what I was thinking about, though?
No idea. Because it had to have been local.
Right? When I was a kid, I just don't remember talk radio having these monster stars on it.
Right.
Like, you know, Rush Limbaugh,
yeah,
or even Howard or anybody like that. There was no one like that. I remember after the Bulls game, I used to listen to this talk show, Dave Baum on WIND.
So but, when did talk take over?
I think
was it
Dahl? I think Rush Limbaugh was huge. Well, yeah, Dahl was huge. Stephen Gary, Howard, Bob and Tom. I mean, there were some shows that just kind of blew up all at once. It was like, oh, you can talk keep people on FM, really?
Growing up here was always Purton. Purton's people.
But he played music.
Really? I don't
remember. I think he did, yeah.
Music.
Well, I don't know.
We had J.P. McCarthy for...
Well, on AM, yeah. Well, GN in Chicago had... I mean, they had guys. J.P. was one of the biggest guys. I mean, he was huge. Yeah. And plus, that signal goes a long way.
Great voice.
They're using it so well these days.
That's a shame.
They are. They're selling the crap out of it.
I know. They are. They're the number one billing station.
$1 million a person.
I don't get it. I don't.
Hey, if it works for everybody, great.
I ask people about it all the time. They go, well, they sell interviews. I mean, you get an advertiser, you get interviewed on the air.
No, okay. I know. I heard the head of the...
Like hearing themselves on the air.
I heard the head of the DTE Foundation on Paul W. last week. That was riveting.
They ask him about all the power problems?
No. It was all about the foundation. And
oh, all the good works they're doing, in spite of their customers.
And the DTE commercial.
Don't worry about your customers. What are you doing outside of that?
Ran on the next break, so...
Hmm. Okay. Well, I do remember this guy in Boston that was huge that I used to listen to, Jerry Williams.
Jerry.
The one that Ted Kennedy called in one day when he was bashing the shit out of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they had
that's great.
They had a blowout argument. And the beauty of it was Ted Kennedy wouldn't shut up. He was just filibustering.
So he bombed out.
You make things up. Yeah. And just going on and on and on, just repeating himself. And Jerry eventually turned him down and talked over him.
That's great. That's brilliant. Jerry's dead now, by the way.
When did Jerry Williams die?
2003.
He was on RKO in Boston. He was great.
Really critical of Dukakis, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the weird thing about when Dukakis got the nomination. Trudy, you remember Dukakis?
Of course.
Boston? Nobody liked him in Massachusetts.
No. I mean,
it was horrible. People were shocked he got the nomination. They were like, what?
He was an awkward kind of a dude, wasn't he? I mean,
yeah, he was very awkward.
Then on the other hand, everyone in Massachusetts loved Ted Kennedy.
They did. Yeah, they did.
Yeah. I was, you know, coming from outside, I was like, why do you like him? Because all of the Chappaquiddick and, you know, he has this.
He was a drunk.
Track record. Yeah.
He was a total drunk.
Like, oh, he's so good to his people. So.
Womanizer.
Yeah.
He was a lion.
Because of his last name.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, that was a caveat.
My God, look at Dukakis ran against nobody. Jesse Jackson came in second in the primary. And then Al Gore, Paul Simon, and Dick Gephardt.
But if you watch, like, the debates,
yeah,
the Dukakis, you're like, how in the world? Because I'm the son of Greek immigrants. And of course, Kitty Dukakis was drinking cologne to get drunk. That didn't help.
That's what a bummer he was.
Yeah, he was a bummer.
Kitty Dukakis.
And then the tank. The tank and it was over.
Drank perfume because she hated it.
You're wearing a helmet on a tank. You look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Not have a president that looks that ridiculous.
Optics,
ever,
man.
With ever,
his name
ever.
On it. Yeah.
His name was on it. That's right.
Yeah. Oh.
Looks so dumb.
So catch us on WLZ 7 to 9. Hey, if you're up on Saturday or Sunday morning, we're there. 7 to 9. And I know there's something else I want to mention. You want to hit the outro, Brandon? Hall Financial Hotline shutting down for refi. Go to drewandmike.hallfg or click the link on the Drew and Mike Show page. And, of course, I'm glad to see our one-star review is no longer visible on the page I go to.
Oh, great.
These people have filled in new nice ones with five stars.
Hey, people.
Very nice.
Yeah, appreciate the reviews. We have almost 5,000 ratings, which is a lot, really, even with all those long-term shows. Although I noticed My Favorite Murder, I think, has 103,000 reviews. Yeah. Dax has a lot of reviews, too. Dax has tons.
I've been listening to his show lately.
Did you hear Monica Lewinsky on there?
I did. I might check it out.
I like it. He's... You know, you gotta like him, but it's pretty good. I mean, I listened to just recently Will Forte. Yeah.
Oh, when he has somebody in his world on, I mean, right. that's a wheelhouse. Yeah, that's a good. Dax is great.
Yeah.
I just get bummed out when he's very nice. I mean, he's really changed.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe it has to do with being married and raising kids, but there's a lot of. There's a lot of nice stuff.
You want me to change?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You know, in his sobriety, too. He's sober now.
Yeah. He doesn't really ask too many hard questions. But Danny McBride was a good one, too, he does get out of these people something you don't hear in other interviews.
No, those shows are killer shows. Yeah. No, he's not number four or five for nothing. Dax is great.
Yeah.
Really talented. Too bad we don't know him anymore.
Yeah. Well,
I know.
Oh, well. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy Halloween. I've already got all the candy.
Yeah.
And I don't know what. Bye.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
That didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
It's the weekend.